The sermon, Broken Systems, was delivered on Saturday morning, January 23, 1965, for the full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship International Breakfast at the Ramada Inn in Phoenix, Arizona, USA. Uparazgiwa matanki kakusweka, ukaperekeka pachisuro mlenji, January 23, 1965, kuwa full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship International pachakurga chamlenji pa Ramada Inn mu Phoenix, Arizona, USA.
Let us remain standing just a moment and bow our heads.
Tiene set imidente ula kanyango waka ndipo tsindamiske mitu yitu.
Lord Jesus, we are trying in our humble way to express to you by singing this that we believe.
Fumi Yesu iseti kuyezga mtowa yitu ya kupweka kuti tioye kwa ime pakuchita kuyimba iyi kuti iseti kugomezga.
And we pray, Lord, that now that you will continue breaking the bread of life to us, giving to us that which we have need of out of thy word. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Ndipwese tikulomba fumu kutisono kutimwe murutirirenge kutimenyiranga ise chingwa cha umoyo kuperekanga kwa ise chene icho ise tikusoverwa kufuma mumazuginu. Pautise tikulomba ichi muzina la Yesu. Ameni. Amen, Karapasi.
I'm quite sure if we should, if I'd say the all-sufficient word now of amen, that the august blessings of God still rest upon this audience.
Ine ndire na chisimikizgo chose, usange ise tingachita, usange ine ngayoya lizgiro kwanyera vyose sono lakuti ameni. Kuti vitumbiko vikuru vya chivuta vikarenditu paguru ili.
I've sat this morning and listened close to the service, enjoyed the testimonies, the different ways each one has of expressing themselves.
Ine nangukala mlenje uu na kutegerezga macheru kutibeti. Nangukondwera na maukaboni. Ntowa za kupambana pambana waliyose imoza walinazo za kuyoyera iwovene.
And to hear the newcomers, the Baptist brother here that come to apologize for thinking that a little wrong.
Ndipo kubapulika valendo mbale wa Baptist apa uyo wafika kuzaka pepiska chifukwa chakuganangana icho maujira pachoko.
So I certainly appreciate the human, somebody that can be human enough or gentleman enough to, if he thinks he's made a mistake.
Nteura ine, ine kumuanga chomene muntu, munyake uyo wangabana untu kwanira, panji manarumi wakwanira na yoso, kusange iyo kanagana kuti iyo wanangiska.
He didn't exactly apologize to me, it was me who was apologizing to, but it was God. So I appreciate that. See, God bless our brother. And his evangelist brother.
Iyo nta wakapipisika nganira kwa ine. Nta nkawa ine mwene uyo ine wakapipisika ngako. Wakawa chivuta. Ntewura ine nkuonga icho wanani. Chivuta watumbike mbara witu na mbare wake mneni.
My, that Baptist, you know, I used to belong to the Baptist church myself. I was a member of the Missionary Baptist Church.
Mwe wabaptisti yura ime mkumanya. Ine kari nkawa mpingo wa Baptist ndamwene. Ine nkawa membara wa mpingo wa Missionary Baptist.
When I come among the people, I know how you feel. I felt the same way, just full of something. I didn't know.
Pala ine ndafika pakati pavantu. Ine nkumanya umo ime mkupulikira. ine nkapulika chimozi mozi, wakuzura waka na chinyake icho ine, ine ntanka chimanya.
I remember my first experience of sin offense. So it was in Dwajak, Michigan. I beg your pardon, I'd been at Dwajak on a fishing trip and was coming down from Dwajak to, down into Indiana.
Ine nkukumbuka chakundi chitikira chane chakudanga chakumuona wa Pentecost mkawa Dwajak, Michigan. Ine nkupemba chigokere uchinu. Ine nkawa Dwajak paulendo wa kukaweja somba. Ndipo nkizanga kufuma Dwajak kukirira mu Indiana.
And so I seen the names of Jesus all over the cars and things, and I listened to their services that day.
Ndipo nteura ine nkaona mazina ya Yesu palipose pa magaremoto na vintu. Ndipo ine nkategerezga kufisopo vyao zubalira.
And the next days, they asked me to come to the platforms to say a few words, and I did. They asked me what church I belonged to, and I told them I was a Baptist.
Ndipo zubala kulundezgana iwa wakandifumba ine kutindirute kugome, kuti nkayoyepo mazu ya choko. Ndipo ine nkachita. Ndipo ine iwo wakandifumba ine kasi nkawa wa mpingo uri. Ndipo ine nkawa palira iwo kuti ine nkawa wa Baptist.
And that night, they had an old colored man was going to preach. And he must have been in his late 80s. And he come out the platform, the old fellow, they almost had to lead him out.
Ndipo sikula iwo wakawa na mwanarumi mlala mfipa. Ndi wakati wa parazgenge. Ndipo iyo kwenera kuti wakawa chama 80 mkuru. Ndipo iye wakiza kugome, manarumi mlara, iwo pafupufupi wakachita kumkora kumlongozga iyo.
He was long ministerial coats on, a velvet collar, and just a little rim of white fur, a hair around the side.
Iyo wakava, wakavara limoza la minjirira itali ya kuparazgira ira, kolara ya verevete, naka mzereka choko waka kawei ya utuwa kuzungulira murwandi mumpepete.
I thought all these man here, and theologians, great man, how that let this service be given to a fellow like that? Well, the old man should be in a chair somewhere, sitting down.
Ndipo ine nkaganagana, vanarume vose ava muno na vakusambira vya uchivuta, vantu vakuru vakuru, umo iwo vakazomerezgira chisopo ichi kuti chiperekeke kwa muntu ngati yura. Enya, muntu mlara okwenera kuva mumpando pamaroga nyake wa karapasi.
They'd been preaching that day about what Jesus had did here on earth, and but he took his text, I believe, from Job 7:27. I wouldn't be sure that's the scripture.
Iwo vakaparaziganga zvalira za hivyo Yesu wakachita pano pacharo chapasi. Ndipo kwene iyo wakatora makani yake, ine nkugomezga kafumamu Job 7:20 kuti ine ningakumbukira makora chana lembalira.
However, this is the quotation or some part of it. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the world? When the morning stars sang together and the sons of God shouted for joy.
Kwene mazgu ndi aga, panje chikaba chinyake cha ichi. Kasi imwe mkabanku para ine nkavika foundation ya charu. Apo nyenyezi za mlenje zikaimbira pamoza. Ndipo vana vachivuta vakachemerezga na chimwemwe.
And he spoke on what went on in heaven while they had been speaking on what went on in earth.
Ndipo iyo wakayoya pa hivyo vikachitika kuchanya. Apo iyo wakayoyanga pa hivyo vikachitika pa charu chapasi.
And somewhere about 5 minutes after he's speaking, the Spirit of the Lord hit him and he jumped way up in the floor and clicked his heels together.
Ndipo mderami yake mumaminiti pa fupi 5, para iyo wakati wayamba kuyoya, iyo mzimu wa fumu ukamkunga iyo. Ndipo iyo wakadukira nkanira mchanya ntwi, ndipo wakati mbisika vikandero vyake pamoza.
My, there was as much room as almost half on this platform. He went walking off. Said, "You just haven't got enough room up here for me to preach."
Mwe maro kakawa kakuruchomene. Kukawa pafupufupi hafu wagome iri. Ndipo iyo wakayenda kusizgikapo wakati. Imwe ntaa muli waka na maro kakwanira pachanya apa kutine ndi parazgirepo.
Well, I was about 20 years old, man. I thought of, if that'll do that for that old man, what would it do for me?
Inya inenka pafupi vidimika 20 vakubadwa nyingu ira. Inenka ganagana, usange icho, chimu chitirenge nteura mtumlara yura. Kasi ichi, chindi chitirenge vichi ine nteura mkuona.
The habit of keeping everything just as orderly for our new brothers, that we certainly are welcoming into our fellowship.
Kuti tsungirire chirichose mdongosoro waka kwa bali vitu valendo, kuti ise tukupokelera nadi iwo muwene na wene witu.
See, I believe they made mention of a priest sitting here, I think. Of course, being Irish, my people are Catholic. And so there was a couple more, Baptists and different ones.
Inangugomezga iwo wangyo yapo za wasembe wakara apa. Inangugana ngumanya pakuwa mu Irish vanfuvane mba katolika. Ndipo nteura paka wabanyake wanandi, wababtist na wanyake wakupambana pambana.
You might have been a little confused a while ago. I noticed another brother spoke about it, but I thought I would try to straighten out when Brother Shakarin.
Ime panji mwangu timbanizikika pachoko kanyengwa kajumfa. Ine nangona parije imoza wa babale wangeo yapo za ichi. Kweni ine nangana kuti ine ndiyezge kuti ndichirongo sore ichi. Apo mbare Shakarian.
As the fine speaker here was got so filled with joy of knowing the coming of the Lord so close at hand, he spoke in an unknown tongue to us. And we have interpreters that give the interpretation.
Para muparazi mwemi apa wakati wazugika chomene na chimwemwe. Pa kumanyanga kutikwiza kwa fumu kulinganira pa chomene. Iyo wakayoya mulilime la chirendo kwa ise. Ndipo ise tirinao wakumasulira au wakupereka kamasuliro.
Which scripture says, if there be no interpreter, then let them hold their peace. But if they speak in tongues and then interpret it, it becomes prophecy.
Chene icho lemba likuti, usange palijo kumasulira, nteura iwo wakarechete. Kwene usange iwo vayoya malirime, ndipo pamanyuma kumasulira ichi. Ichi chikuzgoka uchimi.
So, the little confusion of two of them at one time. Now, that wasn't a bit confusing, see, because one of them was given the interpretation and the other was prophesying.
Chakura ntimanizika ichoko ya babiri vana panyengo imoza. Sono icho nta chikawa chakutimbanizika pachoko wanani. Chifukwa imoza wa iwo waperekanga chingaramuro, imoza minyake wachimanga.
See, so that's, I thought I would let our brethren understand if they did not understand, because one of them is correctly given to notice the time limits of each one, and the other one is so filled himself that the Spirit of God was prophesying through one, interpreting the other, was given the interpretation.
Mukona, ndeura icho ndi, ine nangana kuti ndipange vabale kuti vapulikiske, usange iwo nta vangu pulikiska, chifukwa imoza wa iwo waperekanga ndende, kasi imwe mangona nyengo yangutoleka po waliose imoza, ndipo imoza mnyake wanguzuzugika waka nkanyira chomene iyoyeka. Kuti mzimu wachivuta ukachimanga mwa imoza, kumasuliranga, mnyake imoza kuperekanga chingaramuro.
So it might be clear that you were not, sometimes to the natural mind, it's like our precious brother that gave the apology this morning, it is a bit confusing to the person who doesn't understand.
Teura makuti ichi panje chingapulikisikika kuti imwe isenta nyengozi nyake kumalingaliro ga kutupi. Ngati ndi mbali waka witu mweme uyo wangupereka chipepisko mlenje uu. Ndi chakutimbanizika pachoko kwa muntu uyo nta wakupulikisika.
But to those who are in veterans of the battle that we're in, why we understand that what these things are. So I just thought I'd say something about it. It was all right.
Kwenye kwa iwo wene awo vali mkati, vinkara vyankondo awo ise tiri mkati, chifukwa ise tukupulikiska icho. Icho vindu ivi viri. Nteura ine nangana waka kuti ine ndi oyepo chinyake za ichi, usange ichi changuva makora.
Now, no, this is no place to say this, but being everybody's been telling little things, you know, that fellow said, the old colored man said, you don't have enough room for me to preach. You ain't got enough time for me to preach. rather long-winded.
Sono ine nkumanya aga ntandi maro kuyoyerapo ichi. Kweni pakuwa kuti waliose wakara wakuyoyanga vindu vichoko vichoko. Ine ime mkumanya mundu yura wangiyoya. Mundu mlara mfipa wanguti. Ime ntamu lina maro kwanira kuti ine ndi parazgirepo. Ime ntamu lina nyengu ya kwanira kuti ine ndi parazge. Kweni nkutalikiska.
Man said one day, said a minister came up. He'd been a pastor at the church for 20 years, and he always preached just exactly 30 minutes each Sunday morning at his church. And he said, this Sunday morning he preached 3 hours.
Mwanarume wakayoya wazibarimoza wakati, muparazgi wakawako, iye wakabamliska pampingo virimika 20. Ndipo iyo nyengo zose wakaparaziganga waka maminiti sate pasabatari yose mlenji pampingo wake. Ndipo iyo wakati, pasabata iyo mlenji, iyo wakaparaziga maora gatatu.
And so the deacon board called him in and said, Pastor, we really appreciate you, that we always know that you stand for the Bible and its rights.
Ndipo nteula guru la matikone likamchemeska iyo, ndipo wakati. Aliska, ise tikumuunga ni nadi imwe vakati. Ise nyengo zose tikumanya kuti imwe mku ime na baiboro na wanangwa wake.
Said then, and you always correct us so we can feel pure and clean before God. And we really appreciate you and we believe you're God's servant. And we certainly did appreciate that message this morning.
Ndipo vakayoya pamanyuma. Ndipo nyango zose imwe mkutisuska isi mkuti isi tingawoneka vatuva na vakutuzgeka pantazi pachivuta. Ndipo isi tikumuunga ninadi imwe. Ndipo isi tikugomeza imwe ndimwe mtevetu wachivuta. Ndipo isi tikuunga nadi utenga ula mlenje ugu.
But so there's just one thing that we want to ask you about, that we timed you as a deacon board, that every Sunday morning is just exactly 30 minutes, and today you were 3 hours.
Kweni wakati, pari wakati ndi chimoza pera ise tikukumba kuti timfumbanipo imwe. Wakati, ise tikampimera ni nyengo imwe ngati guru la madikoni. Wakati, pasabata yiri yose mlenji imwe mkumarizga waka maminiti sate ndendende. Ndipo mwanyauno imwe matora maura gatatu.
So now remember, we appreciate every bit of it. It was all right making the old fellow feel good, you know.
Wakati, sono kumbukirani. Ise tikuonga chikava chirichose cha ichi. Ichi changova makora. Kumpangisika mtu mlara kuti wapulike makora. Ime mkumanya.
He said, well, brother, and I tell you what it is, that every morning when I go to, I'm called to the pulpit, that I put one of those little lifesavers in my mouth. He said, I just suck on it and said, when the lifesaver's done, said, it takes just 30 minutes, and said, then I quit preaching.
Iyo wakati, inya mabare, ine ndi mparira ninge ime umo ichi chiriri. Wakati, mleji uri wose para ine nkuruta ku, ine ndachemekera kugome wakati. Ine nkubika mumlomo kamoza katuchoko tuchoko utu utu kutaska umoyo. Iye wakati, ndipo ine nkunyungunyanga waka aka. Ndipo wakati, para kakutaska umoyo kamara wakati. Iko kakutoro waka maminiti sate, ndipo wakati. Ntawara ine nkuleka kuparazga.
He said, you know, this morning I thought I was a little over time. I spit it out, I had a button in my mouth.
Iye wakati, ime mkumanya, mlenji uu ine nangugana kuti ine nangu tukutera pachoko, ine nangu tunya aka, ine nangu vana batani mumulomo wane.
I ain't gonna put anything in. Hope we don't get some butts.
Ine nta ndivi kengeso kalikose mkati. Ntewura ise tikugumezga ise nta tisangengemo mabatani ganyake mutumbalitu.
But we are, I hope that didn't sound sacrilegious here, but just, you know, even God has a sense of humor, you know.
Kweni ise, ine nkugomezga icho nta changuoneka chakunyoza apa. Kweni ine mbwenu, Ime mukumanya nanga ndichiuta wali nakachitiro kamirangwe. Ime mukumanya.
So we are very thankful to be here and have this time of fellowship and with this grand privilege to break the bread of life once again in my own simple little way.
Ntiwaraise ndiseva kuonga chomene kuti tirikuno na kuva na nyengo iyi ya wene na wene. Ndipo na mwai ukuru uu kuti timenye chingwa cha umoyo ichi kamozaso. Muntowa yani choko ya kupweka.
I know as theologians as that man spoke here last night from England. My, he'd get up behind a person like that with my seventh grade education.
Ine nkumanya ngatwa kusambira vya uchiuta. Umu mtiura wakayoyera muno siku wa mara kufuma ku England. Mwe, nkutinka kuimirira kuyoya pamanyuma pamuntu ngati yura na masembero gano ya grade 7.
But I hope that God will interpret to you the meaning in my heart. See, my words are not right, my intentions I trust are.
Kwenine nkukumezia kutichuta wa masulirenge kwa imwe chinganamuro wa mumtima wane. Mkuona, usange mazugani ntaga li makora vya kukumba vyane, ine nkukumezia mviweme.
Now, let us read in the scripture. Many of you like to follow, and I'm going to read this morning for just a few moments from the book of Jeremiah the prophet, the second chapter, and I'm going to begin now with the first verse.
Sono tieni setivanzgi mumalimba, vanande vaimwe mukutema kurondezga, ndipo ine ndivazgenge ichi mlenje uu. Panyengo ichoko waka kufuma mbuku la Yeremia mprofeti chipaturo cha chiviri. Ndipo ine ndi ambenge sono na vesi la kudanga.
Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth and the love of thine espouse, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness and in the land that was not sown.
Makurutirira mazo ya Yehova kakiza kwa ine kuti Ruta ndipo kalirire mumakutu ya Yerusalemu Kuti teura wakuti Yehova Ene ndakukumbukira iwe Chisungusungu cha kuwanichi wako Na chitemwa cha wakumjarizika wako Para iwe ukandirondezika ine mumapopa Na mucharu icho nta chikapandika
Israel was holiness unto the Lord And the first fruits of his increase. All that devour him shall and offend, evil shall come upon them, saith the Lord.
Israeli wakawa utuva kwa Yehova, na vya kwamba kucha vya vuna yake, wose awo wakamparanya iyo vamku, na kumkuvazga, uhene uzamkuvawira iyo wakuti Yehova.
Hear ye the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel.
Pulikani imwe mazwe Yehova, o nyumba ya Jacob, na mabanja wose ya nyumba ya Israel.
Thus saith the Lord, what iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they have gone far from me and walked after vanity and are become vain.
Teura wakuti Yehova, kasi vadadavino vari kusanga maupuvi uri ma ine, kuti iwo vari kuruta kutali na ine. Ndipo wakorondezga vya kumara, ndipo wazgoka wawaka waka.
Neither said they, Where is the Lord that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, and led us through the wilderness, through the land of desert, and of pits, through the land of drought, and of the shadows of death, through the land that no man passed through, and no man dwelleth.
Nta iwo wakati. Kasi walingu Yehova uyu wakatufumisika ise mcharu cha Egupto na kuturongozgira ise mumapopa. Mcharu cha chiparamba na zimbuna, mcharu cha chilangaranga na mizgezge ya nyifwa. Mcharu icho nta muntu wakajumpangamo, ndipo nta mukukara muntu.
And I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when you entered, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination.
Ndipo ine nkamtolerani imwe mucharu cha vyakurya, kuti murye vipambi vyake na uweme wake. Kweni para imwe mukati manjira, imwe mukachinanga charu chane. Ndipo mukapanga charu chane kuva chakukazuzgika.
And the priests said not, where is the Lord? And the hand of the law knew me not.
Ndipo wasembe ntawa wakati. Kasi walingu Yehova, ndipo woko la dango nta likandimanya ine.
And the pastors also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal, and walked after things that do not profit.
Ndipo walisikana woso wakandinangira ine. Ndipo waprofeti wakachimika na Baal. Ndipo wakarondesika vindu ivyo nta vikupindura.
Therefore I will plead with you, saith the Lord, and with your children will I plead.
Ipo ine ndi ngumveyani imwe wakuti Yehova. Ndipo na vana vabana vinu ine ndimveyaninge.
For over this land of Chedom and sea and in the Kedur, and consider diligently that and see if there be such a thing.
Pakuti mcharo ichi cha Chitim, ndipo onani na mkeda, ndipo ganaganirani makufirirapo icho, ndipo onani usangichiriko chintu chanteura.
Has a nation changed their gods, which are no gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which does not profit.
Kasi charo chiri kusendapo vachivuta vake, vene avo kulije vachivuta, kwene vantu vane vasendaniska uchandame wawo na icho kuti nta chikuva pindulira.
Be astonished, O you heavens, at this, and be horrible afraid. You're desolate, saith the Lord.
Muve wakuzizwa o imwe machanya pa iche, ndipo mchite wofi ukuru. Nchama ii chomene wakuti Yehova.
For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and have hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water.
Pakuti vantu vane vachita vieni viviri. Ivo vandikana ine mbwiwi ya maji ya umoyo. Ndipo vali kujijimira ivo vene matanki. Matanki ya kusweka. Awontaga kusungirira maji.
May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of his words. And I would like to take a text of that, his broken cisterns.
Nkuromba fumu isazgireko vitumbiko vyake kukubazikika kwa mazgo yake. Ndipo ine ngukumba kuti, kuti nditolepo mutu kufuma apo wakuti matanki ya kusweka.
When in reading this scripture this morning, which all scripture is given by inspiration, and we come to the house of the Lord for correction and for understanding.
Apo mkubanzika lemba ili mlenje uu, chene icho malemba mose gari kuperekeka na ukubirizgi. Ndipese tikwiza kunyumba ya Yehova kuti tizaka suskike na kuzaka pulikiska.
And sometimes that we see the any little thing in the way, like this military man a while ago was speaking to us and saying that some certain things that perhaps maybe in some other country has a certain missile or something on that idea. And we've got to find something to counteract that in a military strategy.
Ndipo nyongo zinyake kutise tikuona kanu kanyake kachoko mntuwa. Ngati mtu msirikari uyu kanyengo kajumpa, wakaiwayanga kwa ise ndipo wakaiwayanga kutivindivinyake, kutipanyake panji mcharu chinyake vali na mzinga unyake, panji chinyake pafundo iyo. Ndipo ise tukwenda na kuti itisange chinyake chakuti chitereske icho muntowa ya usirikari.
Well, the same thing goes into a church to perish where a man is preaching or if he's an evangelist in the field.
Inya chendu chene chira chikunjira mcharichi, kuchigava uko mundu wa kuparazga, panji usange iyo ndi mneni kumaroga uteweti.
When he sees uprisings and something is just starting though in its infancy or whatever it is, it's that man, if he's a servant of God, to blot that thing so far from the people's minds that they'll keep away from it. And we don't want that to happen for us to get into places like that.
Para iyo kuona kugarukira, na chinyake icho panje chikuyambika waka, chikuchitikanga muchoko wake panje chirichose icho chiriko. Ndi mundhiura usange iyo ndi mteveti wachuta, kuti wajande chinduchira kumalingaliru wa gavantu, kutiwa waleke kuchiwona ichi. ndipo ise nthati kukumba kuti icho chichitike kuti ise tinjire mmaro ngati ago.
Now, during the time of Jeremiah here, his prophecy, it had been about 60 years since the death of Isaiah. Isaiah, and there had been about 60 years without a major prophet.
Sana mwenyengo ya Yeremia apa uchimi wake, ichi chikamako pafupi virimika 60 kufuma panyifwa ya Yesaya, Yesaya. Ndipo iwo wakakara pafupi virimika 60 kwa mbula kuwa na mprofeti mkuru.
There was Habakkuk and some of the small minor prophets, but Isaiah was the last major prophet.
Kukawa Habakkuk na waprofeti wanyake wachoko. Kweni Yesaya wakawa mprofeti wa umaliro mkuru.
And the people had during this time had no one to call them out. They had drifted, yet they were God's people, had drifted into this state now that we find them in as Jeremiah came to prophesy to them.
Ndipo bantu mnyengo iyi, ntava kabanayo waliyose kuti wabafumiske, iwo wakapurukira, kweni iwo wakababantu wachiuta. Wakapurukira mkaviro aka sono ako ise tikuvasangamo iwo. Apo Yeremia wakiza kuzakachima kwa iwo.
And Jeremiah also was, he prophesied before the exile and also he went into exile with him.
Ndipo Yeremia na Yoso wakawa, iyo wakachima pambere uwanda chimbizgike. Ndipo kweniso iyo wakachimbizgikira pamoza na iwo.
And then, of course, Daniel, come on, after Jeremiah, Daniel said that he had understandings by the scripture of the 70 years that they were to be there.
Ndipo pamanyuma, kumanya Daniel wakiza pamanyuma pa Yeremia. Ndipo Daniel wakayoya kuti iyo wakabanako kapurikisikiro kuizira mumaremba. Zavirimika 70, ivyo iyo wakainera kukalira kura.
Of course, there was another prophet among them that wanted to make this yoke as he put it up on his neck, that it would be a small thing, that within 2 years, well, God was going to bring them all back. But Jeremiah no different from that.
Kumanya kukava mprofeti mnyake pakati pao, uyo waka kumbanga kuti wapange gwariwari iri, apo iyo wakavika iri pasingo lake, kuti ichi chizamkuwa chindu chichoko chakuti, mufirimika viviri inya, chiuta wazamkuwa wezika kubose iwo. Kweni Yeremia wakamanya makulikana na icho.
And we know what happened to the prophet who prophesied wrongly. He died that same year. So God wouldn't let him stand.
Ndipo ise tikumanya icho chikachitika kwa mprofeti uyo wakachima utesi. Iyo wakafwa chirimika chanachira. Ndeura chuta ntena wakasumerezika chara iyo wakalirire.
And now we also notice the conditions of the people in that day.
Ndipo sono ise tikuonaso vya kuchitika vya bantu mnyengo ira.
Now, I do not wish you to misunderstand me. I'm not aiming what I aim to say here, some scriptures and little notes.
Sono ine ntangu kumba kutimwe mleke kundipulikiska ine. Ine ndicho ngukumba chara. Mwicho ine ngukumba kutindioye apa. Malemba ganyake na manotisi gachoko.
Used to be I didn't have to write my scriptures and things down, but after I passed 25 the second time, well, I don't remember like I used to. So I write down a scripture and kind of know from that where I'm going.
Kale kukashitikanga kuti ine ntanga shitanga kuti ndilembe malemba gane na vintu. Kweni para ine nkatinda jumba 25 nyengo ya chimiri, inya, ine... Ine ntang kukumbukira ngati ndumu ine nkachitiranga. Ntewura ine nkulemba lemba. Ndipo nkuwa ngati nkumanyirapo, kufuma apo, uko ine nkuruta.
And then so much time praying for the sick and so forth and out and gone. I don't have time to really study like I should do.
Ndipo pamanyuma nyengo ikuru ya kurumbiranga baruwari. Na vinyake ntewura. Ndipo nkufuma na kuruta. Ine ntang ndire na nyengo ya kuti ndichiwoneses kinadi ichi ngati ndumu ine nkachitiranga.
Now, but this great prophet of this day was Jeremiah, and he was something on the order of Amos and many of the other prophets that rose up. He was stirred when he seen the conditions of the nation.
Sono kwenye profeti mkuru uyu wa nyingo iye wakawa Yeremia. Ndipo iye wakawa chinyake padongosoro la Amos na profeti vanyake vanandi au wakapuka. Iyo wakati manizikika para iyo wakati wawona vya kuchitika vya charu.
Now there were places sometime when you're speaking about a nation, it might think that it's reflecting to a certain group. It's not that, it's the overall picture of the nation.
Sono kukaba malo, nyango zinyake para iwe ukuyoya za charu, ichi panji chingamanya kukadaganika kuti ichi chikukwaska gururi nyake. Ichi chirinteura chara, ndichi tuzi cha charu chose.
And we find today a very comparative condition today as it was in the days of Jeremiah, that the nation itself altogether has gone into more or less idolatry, I'd say, got away from God.
Ndipo ise tikusanga mwanyauno, chiringanizgo chenechira chakaviro mwanyauno, ngati ndumo kukavira mumasuva ga Yeremia, kuti charu icho chene pamoza, chikayamba pakuru panji pachoko kusopa vikozgo, kuba ngati ine ngati kufumako kwa chuta.
And by doing that, it's been the weakness of the pulpit. Because if the pulpit would have stayed straight and with the Word of God, God would be in every church like He is moving among us here.
Ndipo pa kuchita icho, ichi ndi kufoka kwa gome. Chifukwa, usange gome lika kalenge la kunyoroka, ndipo na mazgo ya chuta. Chuta mbwenu wawenge mumpinga uriwose ngadumo iyo wakuyendera pakati pitu apa.
But they have led away from that, and that's the thing that I want to talk about this morning. And now we find that that's absolutely true in every age.
Kweni hivo vali kurungozikikira kutali na icho. Ndipo icho ndi chindu icho ine, ine ngukumba kundiyo yepo mlenje uu. Ndipo sono ise tikusanga kuti uo ndi unenesko nadi mumuiro uliwose.
I believe it was Amos, as I referred to him a while ago, that he said he was not a prophet, he was the son of a prophet, but said that when the lion roars, who can be fear?
Ine nkukumezia wakaba Amos, umo ine nanguyoyera za iyo kanyengo kajumpa, kuti iyo wakati iyo wakaba mprofeti chara, nesi mwana wa mprofeti. Kweni wakaiwaya kuti, parangharami ya bangura, kasi ndinjani wangaleka kofiwa.
And if anyone ever heard a real lion roar in the wilderness, these you hear in the cages around here are just meowing. But when one roars in the wilderness, everything takes heed.
Ndipo sange mnyake wari kuipulikapo nkharamu yeneko yikubangura mumapopa. Izi mkuzipulika muvitupa kudera kuno zikumiaula waka. Kweni para imoza ya bangura mumapopa, chirichose chikukara cheru.
I've laid in the jungle a hunter, and he's the king of the beast. And when that lion roars, even the beetles stop hollering. Everything the...
Ine ndiri kugonamo mtengere, kuti ngazi sake izo. Ndipo iyo ndifumu ya vikoko, ndipo parangharamu ira ya bangura, nanga ndivibenene vikuleka kulira, chirichose chikuleka.
The jackals and the hyenas are screaming, and the other animals, the squawking of the baboons and monkeys and the beetles, you can hardly hear yourself think, but in a distant let a lion roar and every beetle will stop hollering.
Vakambwe na vachimbwi kuliranga, na vinyama vinyake, na kuliranga kwa vamungwere na vambwengu, vipenene, imwe nta mkajipulika mwavene mkukanagana, kweni kutari elekani nkaramu ibangure, ndipo chipenene chirichose chirekenge kulira.
See, everything's afraid of him, yet there's many things can kill him, but he's recognized as a king amongst the beasts.
Onani, chirichose chirina wofi na iyo. Kweni kulivindivinandi vingamanya kuikoma iyo. Kweni iyo ikumanyikwa ngati fumu pakati pavikoko.
He said, when the lion roars, who can but fear? He said, then God has spoken, who can but prophesy?
Iyo wakati, parangharami ya bangura, kasi ndinjani wangaleka kuchita ofi. Iyo wakati, nteura chiuta wa yoya, kasi ndinjani wangachita kweni kuchima.
That's, I think, the condition meets that challenge again today. God has spoken. message, and we see the handwriting on the wall. So it's very easy to prophesy and see that we're at the end time.
Nipo hicho ndi inayankanagana kaviro kakumbanaso na chakwimikana nacho hicho mwanya uno. Chiuta wayoya. Mkona, ndipo ise tikuona vya kulembeka pachipupa, nteura nchipusu chomene kuchima na kuona kuti ise tirikumariro wanyengo.
And we're seeing God from every section of denominations, all the way from Catholicism through all the Protestant churches, Buddhas and what more from India and whatever more, he's calling his people together, assembling them together.
Ndipo ise tikumuona chihuta kufuma kuchigava chirichose cha mabungwe ya sopisopi, kufuma kose uko kuchikatolika, mose mumipingo ya Protestant, vabuda na manyake vanandi, kufuma ku India na kunyake kunandi. Iyo kuchemera vantu vake pamoza, kuwa unganiska iwo pamoza.
And I'm very happy for that, to see this day coming. Now, it's a great day, one of the greatest privileges.
Ndipo inendiri wakunda chomene pa icho, kuona zuwa ili likwiza. Sono ise, ilindi zuwa likuru, umoza wa mwavi ukuru chomene.
That if I would have known before there was a world when we were souls, a part of God that we are, for we were with him before the foundations of the world, because there's only one form of eternal life, and that's God, and we're a part of him.
Kuti usange ine nkawenge kuti, usange ine nkamanyenge pambere kundaviku charu, apu ise tikawa mauzima gao la chuta, kuti ise tiriko, pakuti ise tikawa na iyo pambere gakawako marfura gacharu. Chifukwa, kuri mtundu moza pera wa umoyo wa miraira, ndipo uyo ndi chuta, ndipo ise tirigao la iyo.
We was not so much that we would know and could think and had a being, but we were in his thoughts of what we were before the foundation of the world.
Ise ntatika wako nkanira kuti ise ntenatika manya na ndipo ntenatika ganagana na kuwa na chupi. Kweni ise tikawa mu maganogano gake zaicho ise tikawa pambere gandeveko marufura gacharu.
Because we are a part of him, like my son is part of me and I'm part of my father, and so forth. We are sons and daughters of God by his foreknowledge.
Tifukwa ise tirigawo na iyo, ngati mwana wane ndi gawo la ine, ndipo ine ndi ne gawo la adadavane, na vinyake nteura. Ise ndi sevana vanarumi na vana vanakazi vachuta, mwakumanyira tukwake.
And back there, if I could have known as I know now, and could look over the whole span of time, and he had said to me, what time do you want to live?
Ndipo kale kura usange ine nkamanyenge ngati ndumo ine nkumanyira sono. Ndipo nkalavesenge kutalika kose kwa nyingo. Ndipo iyo wakayoyenge kwa ine. Kasi iwo kumba kuti ukale mnyengo uli.
I said this time, right now, just the eve of the ending up of world history and the oncoming of the kingdom of God to be established in the earth. I think it's the most glorious time of all ages is right now.
Ine ntena nango yoya kuti nkanira nyengo iyi ya sono. Nkanira kumaliro kwa umaliro wa mdauko wa charu. Na kwiza kwa ufumu wa chuta kuti uzaka kazi kisikike mucharu chapasi. Ine nkukanagana iyi ndi nyengo iwe mechomene pa mwiro yose ndi sono ntena.
We find out here that Israel is accused by the prophet when God had ordained him and sent him out. They were accused of two major sins.
Ise tikusanga apa kuti Israel wakususkika na mprofeti, apo chuta wakamwimika iyo na kumtuma iyo, iwo wakasuskika pakwananga kukuru kuwiri.
And we want to talk on those two things that they had done, and from that we want to prosper by it.
Ndipo ise tikukumba kuti tioye pavindu viviri vira, ivya iwo wakachita. Ndipo kufuma apo,
They had turned from God, the fountain of living water, and had hewed themselves out cisterns.
Sono iwo wakafumako kwa chihuta mbwiwi ya maji ya umoyo, ndipo wakajijimira iwo wene matanki.
They had turned from the thing that God had given them and had hewed themselves, something that they had did themselves.
Iwo wakafumako kuchindu icho chiuta wakavapa iwo. Ndipo wakajimira iwo wene chinyake icho iwo wakapanga iwo weka.
And these cisterns, you notice, they had broken and they were leaking. Now a broken cistern cannot hold water, it'll leak out.
Ndipo matanki aga ime wanani. Iyo wakabanago, iyo wakakava kusweka, ndipo iyo wakasururanga. Sono tanki la kusweka lingasunga chara maji, ili lisurulenge.
I was raised on a farm and I know what an old cistern is and the difficult we have with it.
Ine nkakulira pamunda, ndipo ine nkumanya kasi tanki la kale ndi vichi, na maunonono ise tikabanawo na ili.
And this leaking cistern is a very fine picture, I think, of this day, that when our everything that we have tried to do to get man together, get people together, get churches together, it has become always in the realm of intellectual trying.
Ndipo tanki la kusurula ili ndi chituzituzi chweme chomene ene nkanagana cha nyingo iyi kuti pala vintu chilichose ise tiri kuyezika kuti tichite kuti timavike munthu pamoza, kuvika vantu pamoza, kuvika mipingo pamoza. Ichi nyingo zose chiri kuchitikira mukuyezika kwa mahara ga mutu.
We've tried to make all the Methodists become Baptists and vice versa and the different denominations, and that was not God's program to begin with.
Ise tiri kuyezika kupanga wa Methodist vose kuwa wa Baptist. Na kusindanisikana, na mabungwe ga sopi sopi ga kupambana pambana. Ndipo ira ntai kabandundumeko ya chuta kufuma pa kudanga.
God only has one meeting place. He said over there in the book of Exodus that I have chosen the place to put my name. And that's the only place that I'll meet people.
Chuta walina malagamo za pera ga kumanira napo. Iye wakayoya kudira uku mbuku la Exodus kuti. Ine nda sangamaro kuti ndivikepo zinarane. Ndipo awo ndi maro ikapera uko ine ndiku manengepo na vantu.
And he chose a place to put his name. And where he put his name, that's where he met Israel.
Ndipo iyo wakasanga maro kuti kuvikepo zinarake. Ndipo uko ndiko iyo wakavika zinarake. Kura ndiko iyo wakakumanirana na Israel.
He's got a place that he meets his church today. And he chose that name. That name is Jesus Christ.
Iyo walinao maro uko iyo kumanirana na mpingo wake mwanyauno. Ndipo iyo wakasanka zinalira, ndipo zinalira ndi Yesu Kristu.
And that's where he meets a true believer when he's in Jesus Christ. That's where God chose to put his name.
Ndipo kula ndiko iyo kumanirana na wakumezika mweneko, para iyo walimwa Yesu Kristu. Kula ndiko chiuta wakasanka kuti wapikeko zinalake.
He said God's name, he said I came in my Father's name. So that's where God put his name is in Christ, and in Christ is where we can all meet under the shed blood and there have real true fellowship.
Ime mkuti, zinala chiuta, iyo wakati, ine nkiza mzina la adadabane, nteura kulandi kwa chiuta wakavika zinalake, mukava mwa Kristu. Ndipo mwa Kristu ndi mwaise tose tingamanya kumanirana pasi pandopa za kutisikika, ndipo kwenye kura kuwa na weneko, wene na wene weneko.
God made his program at the beginning in the Garden of Eden where the place he would meet man, and that wasn't upon intellectual understandings. If it had, Eve was exactly in line with his program.
Chiuta wakapanga ndundumeko yake pachiambi mumunda wa Eden, uko kukawa malo iyo wakakumanilana na muntu. Ndipo apo nta pakawa pakapulikisikiro kamahara ga mutu, usange ichi chikachitikenge. Eva wakabandende ndi mumzere na ndundumeko yake.
But we know that her accepting Satan's intellectual conception, surely God will not, but God said he would.
Kwenise tikumanya kuti kuzomera kwake kukapulikisikiro ka Satana kamahara ga mutu. Nadi, chiuta nta waza mkuchita. Kweni chiuta wakati iyo waza mkuchita.
And so then he chose a place of redemption and it was by blood and not by intellectual conceptions.
Ndipo pamanyuma nteura iyo wakasanka maro ga uombozi. Ndipo ichi chikawa kuzira mndopa. Ndipo nta mukapulikisikiro kamahara ga mutu.
So we're only beating the air. But it's just human nature that that people will try to do that.
Teulaise tikuchayawaka mpepo. Kweni ndikabiro waka kamuntu kuti vanduva yesgenge kuti vachite icho.
If we had time, we could break it down in many pieces, but I don't want that button. So we'll just try to make it as simple as possible. Leaking cisterns.
Usange ise tikabenge na nyingo. Ise tingamanya kuchipwanya ichi muviduska vinandi. Kwenine ngukumba chara batani iro. Ndewura ise tiyesikenge waka kupanga ichi makupweka umo tingachitira matanki kusurura.
And we find that it's absolutely happened again. It's a very picture of our age that we're living in, of all of our trying.
Ndipo ise tikusanga kuti ichi chikachitika sonandi. Ndichi chususu cheneko cha mwira witu.
And no disregards to ever effort that any servant of God that even names the name of Jesus Christ, he ought to be honored for just even naming his name in reverence and respect.
Ndipo ntangu yuyura kuyezeska kulikose uko mtevetu waliose wachivuta, uyo kuzunura nanga ndizina la Yesu Kristu. Iyo kwenye la kuchindikika pa kuzunura waka nanga ndizina lake munshindi na ulemu.
And the great evangelistical systems that's crossed the earth and so forth in these last days, I think still we'll never be able to get people in one heart until we get them underneath the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the only place that we'll ever be safely.
Ndipo ndondomeko ikuru ya uneni iyo ya jumba mcharu na vinyake nteura mumazuva ga umaliro aga. Ine mkukanagana, ndipo uri ise nta tifisikenge kubatolera vantu mumtima umoza, mpaka ise tibatolere iwo pasi pandopa za Yesu Kristu. Ago ndi maroge kapera uko ise tiza mkuva wakufikiririka.
Someone called me not long ago from up in the east and said, Brother Branham, I hear you've moved out to Arizona and you farmed a place there where that where they safety.
Mnyake wakandifonera ine nta kale chomeni, kufuma kumtunda kufuma ndipo wakati. Mbale Branham, ine ngupulika kuti iwe uri kusamukira ku Arizona. Ndipo iwe ukupanga maro kura uko kuti kuli chifikiriro.
And as you know how the message come and the Lord told me what would happen in Alaska and how down to California it would be, and it's just been that way.
Ndipo umuime mkumanyira umutenga ukizira. Ndipo fumu ikandiparira ine icho chizamkuchitika mu Alaska na umo kukirira mu California ichi chizamkuvira ndipo ichi chirikuva waka nteura.
They said, now if that's shaking and everything work is a safety zone. I said, there is one safety zone that I know of. That's in Christ. For those that are in Christ, it's the only one I know.
Iwo wakati, sono sangi icho chikusungunyika na chirichose, kasi galinku maro gachivikiriro ene nkati. Kuli maro ga mozapira gachifikiriro awo ine nkumanya. Awo ndi mwa Kristu. Pakuti iwo vene awo avari mwa Kristu. Vaza mkuu ndi yekapera ine nkumanya.
Now Jeremiah was called also the weeping prophet.
Sono Yeremia wakachemeka na yoso mprofeti wakulira.
And because I believe that made this prophet weep, was because him being a prophet, and the word of the Lord comes to such, and seeing the people walk after their traditions, and thought they were all right, and no way at all to turn them.
Ndipo chifukwa ina kukomezga, icho chikapangisika mprofeti uyu kulira mpanyiko. Chikama chifukwa chakuti iyo pakuwa mprofeti, ndipo mazu wa Yehova gakwiza kuvanteura, na kuonanga vantu wakwenda kukulingana na miambo yao. Ndipo wakaganana kuti iwo wakava makora. Ndipo kukavavye ntowa inyake kwenye kuvachimbizga iwo.
For there's going straight to exile because we know you reap what you sow, regardless of who you are, what you are. And we as a nation have reaped, or sowed rather, and we've got to reap.
Pakuti iwo nadi wakarutanga kucharo cha cherendo. Chifukwa ise tukumanya ima mkufuna icho mwamija. Kwa mla kupwerera kasi ndiwe njani, icho iwe uli. Ndipo ise ngati fuko tirikuvuna, panji kumija mpanyiko. Ndipo ise tukwenera kuti tivune.
I'm speaking tomorrow, the Lord willing, at afternoon on birth pains, and I touched that in there, that we cannot get by with nothing. We've got to reap what we sow.
Inen zamkeo ya machero parafumi ya zomerezika kumuhanya pa vyakubinya pa kubaba. Ndipo ine na kwasika kwa icho mkati umo, kuti ise ntati ngamanya kurutirira kwa mblakarikose. Ise tukwenda kuti tifune icho ise tikamija.
And if God would let us get by with our perversion of Christianity today and perverting the people into these things that so-called Christianity, as Brother Moore once said, he'd be morally obligated to raise up Sodom and Gomorrah and apologize for burning them up.
Ndipo sanga chuta wangatlekerera ise tirutulire na utimbanizi witu wachi Kristu mwanyauno. Na kutimbanizikiranga vantu muvindu ivi ivyo vikuchemeka chikristu. Umumbale muru wakayoyera kane. Iyo wawenge wakakamizikika nkanira kuti wawuske Sodom na Gomorrah na kupepiska chifukwa chakuwa wocha iwo.
That's right. Because God's still just and we're unjust as God. It's becoming to His holiness and His word that He makes people reap for what they sow. And we'll have to do that.
Uo ndi wanenesko. Chifukwa chiuta wachari murunji. Ndipo hapo wafika weheni. Ichi chikufikanga kutuwa wake na mazgu yake. Kuti wakupangisika vandu wavune pa icho iwo wakamija. Ndipo ise tukwenda kuti tichite icho.
Now, notice they had left him the fountain of living waters and had hewed themselves cisterns.
Sono wanani. Iwo wakamleka iyo mwiwi ya maji ka umoyo. Ndipo wakajijimira iwo vene matanki.
Now there may be somebody here who wouldn't understand what a cistern is. A cistern is a man-made tank that tries to take the place of a well. It's something that somebody dug.
Sono panji wangabampo mnyake muno uyontawa kupulikisika kasi tanki ndivichi. Tanki la kujima ndi tanki la kupangika na muntu ilo likuyesika kutora maro kachisimi. Ndichinyake icho mnyake wakajima.
And how many knows what a cistern is? Fine. All right. A lot of country people here this morning.
Ndipo kasi mbalinga wakumanya kasi tanki ndivichi. Yeo. Vile makura. Vandu banande wa mumizi muno mlenje uu.
So then, I remember the old cistern at the place, how it looked. I was always afraid to drink from the thing.
Ntewula iwo. Ine nkukumbukira tanki la kare pa marugala, umoiri rikawonekeranga, ndipo ine nyengo zose nkawana ofi kuma mchintu ichi.
It was a man-made tank, and it never can be relied on. You cannot rely on a cistern.
Ili rikawa tanki la kupangika na muntu, ndipo ili nta mungaligomezga, imwe nta mungaligomezga tanki.
Now, anything that man does is usually not very good.
Sono chirichose chumundu wakuchita kenekanandi, nchiwe mechumene chara.
But just like the Lord set time into its cycle, and the earth turning every year, every time it crosses, every day, every hour, and the sun setting, and it never fails.
Kweni kuyana wakana. Yehova wakakazikisikira nyengo mundondomeko yake. Ndipo charu chikuzunguliranga, chirimika chirichose, nyengo iliyose chikujumpa, zuva lirirose, ola lirirose. Ndipo zuva kuchonanga, ndipo iri nta likutondekapo.
But the very best watches we can get a fail in many minutes in a month's time, no doubt.
Kwene mawochi ya weme chomene ise tingamanya kusanga, kaza mkuponya maminitika nandi mumwezi umoza, palije nkaiko.
But you see, everything God does is perfect, and what man does is imperfect. So why accept what man does when you can have perfect?
Amen. Kweni meonani, chirichose chuhuta wakuchita ndi chakufikapo. Ndipo ichomundu wakuchita ndi chambula kufikapo. Nteura nchifukwa uli tikusomerezga ichomundu wakuchita, apo imwe mungabanacho chakufikapo.
I've always said that about us Pentecostal people, see? We know, and we're not, out of the order, of course, of God, we don't believe.
Ina nyango zose ndiri kuyoya icho za ise vandu va Pentekoste. Warani, ise tikumanya, ndipo ise ntatiri kuwaro kwa dungosoro kumanya la chuta, ise ntati kugomezga.
But we also know that among us, we have people who try to impersonate the other fellow. That's just human. They'll try to do that.
Kweni ise tikumanyaso kudi pakati pitu, ise tirinavantu awo wakuyezga kukopera muntu miyake. Uo ndi umuntu waka. Iwo vayezgenge kuchita icho.
Did in the Bible, one I'm of Paul, I'm of Silas, and so forth, but they try to impersonate what someone else did or is doing.
Iwo wakachita ichi mbaiboro, yumoza, inendine wa Paulos, inendine wa Sira, na vinyake nteura. Kweni iwo wakayezga kukopira icho muntu miyake wakachita panji wakuchita.
But why would you accept a false impersonation when the skies are full of the genuine thing? When the promise isn't to you and to your children. Why would we accept something that was different?
Kwene kasi imwe muzo mererengechi kukopera kwa utesi. Apo mitambo nja kuzura na chindu cheneko. Apo pangano ndinu na kuvana vinu. Kasi njifukwa uri ise tizo merezgenge chinyake icho chikawa chakulekana.
Why would we take up a creed or a dogma when the Bible is the unadulterated word of God?
Kasi njifukwa uri ise titolenge chikomezgo panji chisambizgo chamuntu apa baiboro ndi mazgo gambura usakanikirana gachuta.
Why would we try to add to or take from when the Lord Jesus said in Revelation 22:18, whosoever shall take one word out of it or add one word to it, his part will be taken from the book of life.
Kasi njifukwa uri ise tiezgenge kusazgako panji kufumi yako. Apo fumi Yesu wakayoya mchifumbuzi 22:18. Uyoyose waza mfumi yako lizgu limoza kuichi. Panji kusazgako lizgu limoza kuichi. Gawalake eliza mfumisikikako kubuku la umoyo.
When God first set the human race on earth, he told them they live by his word.
Parachuta pakudanga wakati wavikapo mtundu wavantu pacharucha pasi. Iyo wakapalira iyo wakalirenge masiku gake.
Now, the word of God is like a chain. You're passing across hell with it. And it's chains only its best at its weakest link. And God wants us to keep every word of it.
Sono masga chuta galingati cheni. Ime mukuyambuka kujumba gehena na ichi. Nipo cheni chake nchakulimbika chomene pakulumikizika pake pakufoka chomene. Nipo chuta ukumba ise kuti tsungirire lizgulirido sera ichi.
Now that's the first of the Bible. Just to break one word plunges the human race into a darkness of death.
Sono chira chikama kukudanga kwa baiboro. Kupanyamaka lizgulimuza kukanjiziska mtundu wa vantu mumdima wa nyifwa.
Jesus came in the middle of the Bible and he said that man shall not live by bread alone but by every word.
Yesu wakiza pakatikati pa baiboro. Ndipo iye wakaiwa yakuti mundu ndawa kalenge na chingwapera kwenna lizgu lililose.
Not just part of the words or 99 out of 100, but every word, just like even Adam was.
Ntaga wawaka la mazgu, panji 99 pa 100, kwenye lizgu lirirose, ngandumu Eva na Adam vakavira.
And in the last of the Bible, Revelation 22:18, he said that whosoever shall take a word out of this or add one word to it.
Ndipo kumalira wa baiboro chifumbuzi 22:18, iyo wakayoya kuti, uyoyose waza mkufumikisikako lizgu kuichi, panji kusazikako lizgu limoza kuichi.
So why do we need to inject in here somebody's ideas of things when this is God's own idea about it? We want to take what he said, and it's also written, let every man's word be a lie, and mine be the truth.
Teura kasi njifukwa uri ise tikukumba kuti tinjizgemo mkati umufundo za minyake panji vintu. Apo iyi ndi fundo yake yeka chuta paichi, ise tikukumba kuti titore icho iyo wakayoya. Ndipo kulikulembe kaso, lekani lizgu lililose ra muntu live lautesi, ndipo lane launenesko.
That's what Samaria, this prophet in the days of Jeremiah, he was a prophet, he had the word of the Lord. And this fellow was trying to inject something to it. Now, it cannot be relied upon.
Icho ndicho chikava cha kuchitika na mprofeti uyu. Mumazuva ka Yeremia, iyo wakava mprofeti, iyo wakava na masku ka Yehova. Ndipo muntu uyu wakayezika kuti wanjizikeko chinyake ku ichi. Sono ichi nta chingagomezikeka.
And I'm likening these tanks now to these systems that we have tried to take and to take the place of the original Word of God.
Ndipo ine nkulinganizika matanki anga sono kundondomeko izo ise tiri kuyezika kutora. Na kutora maro ga mazgu ga chuta ga pakudanga.
For nothing can take its place. It is God.
Pakuti kulije chirichose chingatora maro gake ndi chuta.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
Pachiambi kukava masku, ndipo masku kukava na chuta, ndipo masku kukava chuta, ndipo masku kukava tupi, ndipo kakara pomozanase.
And Hebrews 13:8 said, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. How can we rub away from that?
Ndipo vahebere 13:8 wakati, Iyo ndi mwene yura mairo muhanyauno na mira ira. Kasi ise tingafuma kuhuli kuhicho.
It's got to be the truth. He remains the same. He's the same in every principle.
Ichi ichikwena nakuwa unenesko. Iyo wakalirira mwene yura. Iyo ndi mwene yura mkashitiro kalikose.
That's the reason you enjoy, you Baptists and Methodists and Catholic and Presbyterians and so forth. Enjoy that presence. Somewhere in you, you've accepted God.
Ndicho chifukwa ima mkunjoya ichi, ima ya Baptist, na wa Methodist, na wa Katolika, na wa Presbyteri, na mwavanyake nteura, kunjoya uvapo, pamaroga nyake ima ime, ime murikumzomera chuta.
Maybe sometime in an intellectual way, maybe you have felt the power of God, and you are a servant of God, but when you can really come into God, and recognize your place in Him as a son or a daughter of God, that's what brings that great thrill to you that God intended you to have.
Panyake nyango inyake mntowa ya mahara ga mutu, panji ime muri kuipulika nkongone ya chuta, ndipo ime ndi mteveti wa chuta, kweni para ime munganjira nadi mwa chuta, na kumanya maro inu ma iyo, ngati mwana mwanarumi panji mwana mwanakazi wa chuta, Icho ndicho chikuziskia kusekerera kukuru uku kwa imwe. Icho chihuta wakakumba imwe kutimuwe nacho.
Now, we notice in St. Mark the 16th chapter, Jesus did not say, go ye into all the world and teach. He said, go preach the gospel.
Sono ise tikuona mumaliko mtuwa chipaturo 16. Yesu nta wakayoya. Rutani imwe mcharchose. Ndipo mkasambizge. Iye wakati. Rutane mkaparanzge evangeli.
Preach the gospel is demonstrating the power of the Holy Spirit. Go ye into all the world and demonstrate the power of the Holy Ghost.
Kuparanzge evangeli ndi kuoneskera nkongono ya mzimu mtuwa. Rutane imwe mcharuchose, ndipo mkaoneske nkongono ya mzimu mtuwa.
Talking to a brother, one of the sponsors on the meeting in India, in Bombay there, down in South Africa in different places, where the missionaries had taught it as a word or as an intellectual conception.
Kaya yanga kwa mbale yumoza wa vakundilipirira pa ungana wane mu India mu Bombay kula kukirira mu South Africa na maro kupambana pambana uko vamishonale vakasambizga ichi ngati mazgu panji ngati kapulikisikiro kamahara ga mutu.
But one day in the meeting when the Holy Spirit came down Himself and saved 30,000 blanket natives at one altar call, right on the same ground where they were standing.
Kwenye zivari moza muungano, para mzimu mtuwa wakati wakira iyo yeka, nipo kaponoska 7,000 mbadwa za kufuara mablangeti pa kuchemera kugua kwa moza, nipo nkanira pa maro genigara apa iyo vaka imirira.
Women standing there who had been as naked as they almost were when they come into the world. And the very minute that they raised their hands to receive Christ and the Holy Spirit fell upon the place and healed 25,000 people at one time. Off of wheelchairs, cots, and stretchers.
Vanakazi vakayimirira apo. mene awo wakava waka nkuri umapafupufupi iwa wakavira apo iwa wakizanga mucharu. Ndipo miniti ya neira apo iwa wakakwezika maoko yao kuti vampokerere Kristu. Ndipo mzimu mtuwa wakafika apa maro ndipo wakachizika 125,000 panyengo imoza. Kufumapo pa mipando ya matayala, mabedi na wakasara sara.
The mayor of the city had me next day look at these bandloads going down the street.
Meyara wa msumba wakandiche maine machero ganyake. Wakawona magari moto kakatundu kakukira na msewu.
Them women standing there naked, not knowing they were naked. But as soon as the Holy Spirit struck them, they folded their arms to walk away from the presence of their man.
Pana kazivara waka yimirira apo nkuli. Kwa mla kumanya iwo waka wankuli. Kwenye para mzimtuwa wakati wabakunga waka iwo. Iwo waka peteka mauka gawo kuti wafumepo pamaso gabana rumi wawo.
And I'm wondering that how that we in America call ourselves a Christian nation and in the presence of God, and each year we our women take off more and you ought to be putting on more.
Ndipo ine nguzizwa icho umo kuti ise mu America tikuchichema tavene charo cha Kristu. Na pantazi pachiuta. Ndipo chirimika chirichose ise. Vanakazi vitu vakujivura chomene. Ndipo imwe mkwenda kuti muvwarenge mukukwanira.
And more of Christ you put on, the more conscious you will be of your own conditions.
Ndipo apo mukuvwara Kristu chomene, muvenge na njuvi ya kukwanira za kabirokinu.
Sometimes I see the way people act on the street, I wonder if it's just exactly mentally right.
Nyengo zinyake ine nkona vantu umama kuchitira pa mseu. Ine nguzizwa usange ichi chire makora waka ndendende mumamahara ga mutu.
Seems like they don't realize that when they do that, what they are doing, they're making themselves a bait for the devil and to send souls to hell. That's right, but the world is in a corruption like it was in the days of Jeremiah.
Kukoneka ngati kuti iwo ntawa kumanya kuti pala iwo vakuchita icho. Icho iwo vakuchita. Iwo wakuchipanga iwo wene nyambo ya Diablos. Na kutuma mauzima kugehena. Uo ndi unenesko. Kwenye charu chirimu kwa nanga ngandumu ichi chikavira mumazuwa ga Yeremia.
Now, back to the sister. Now this sister cannot be relied upon because it cannot fill itself.
Sono tiwerere kutanki. Sono tanki iri nta mungaligomezga chifukwa iri nta linga jizuzga iroleka.
And it has to depend upon the local rains to fill it. The local rains of the local revivals, to have a little revival here and a little revival over there, or so forth, to get it filled up.
Ndipo ili kwenye na kugomezika vula ya mchigava kuti izuzge ili. Vula za mchigava panji visisimuso vya mchigava. Kuwa na chisisimuso chichoko kuno, na chisisimuso chichoko kudira uko, panji vinyake ntiura kuti ili lizure.
So it cannot be relied on. It can't fill itself, it's insufficiency to itself, it cannot do it, and it's got to depend on the rains to fill it.
Teora iri mungaregomezga chiara, iri ringajizuzga chiara iroleka, iri ndambula kukwanira kwa iroleka, iri ringachita chiara ichi, nipo iri kwenara kugomezga vura kuti izuzge ili.
Then, let's notice where it gets its rain, where it gets its water, the cistern.
Teona tienti one uko ili, ili likusanga vula yake, uko ili likusanga majigake tanki.
It comes off the top of the barns, shed, where all the dirt that the dust blows up there washes right into the rain and right down into the cistern. A man-made tank.
Anga aga kwiza kufuma pachanya pa vitupa, nyumba, uko dongolose iro fuvu likuputisikira akura. Ili likokoroka nkanira na vuna, ndipo likukirira nkanira pasi kunjira mutanki, tanki la kupangika na muntu.
It becomes almost like a cesspool.
Ili likusikoka papufupi ngati nkando ya viskwaskwa.
And it washes off the top of the barn, where all the animals of the smell in the barnyards and so forth and settle down and the air blows in. The dust and stuff on the barn, then the local rain comes along and washes the rain right off.
Ndipo aga kokorora pachanya pachitupa uko vinyama vyose, vya fungo mubaraza la vitupa na vinyake nteura na kuvikankira pasi. ndipo mphepo ikuchupulirapo fuvu na vindo pa chitupa. Pamanyuma vura ya mchigawa ikwiza na kuvikokorora vura nkhanira kuvifumiapo.
And then the water is carried by a man-made trough through a man-made spout to a man-made tank. And then when it gets there, it's filthy, so filthy that you have to put a strainer rag on it or you couldn't drink it.
Ndipo pamanyuma maji ya kuyegeka na migero ya kupangika na muntu, kuizira mupaipi ya kupangika na muntu, kuruta mutanki ya kupangika na muntu. Ndipo pamanyuma para aga gafika mula, iwa ngaheni. Gaheni chomene ya makuti ima ya mkwenda na kuti umuvikepo saru ya kumimitira paichi. Panji ima ya mga mwachara aga.
Now, see, it's washing from the roof by a man-made trough, man-made spout into a man-made tank.
Sono, unani iwa gakwika kufuma padenga, kwizira mumugeru wa kupangika na muntu, paipi ya kupangika na muntu, kunjira mutanki ya kupangika na muntu.
And then it with a man-made strainer over the top of it to see that some of the bugs and things is kept back.
Ndipo pamanyuma ichi nasaru ya kumimitira ya kupangika na muntu, pachanya paichi, kuna sesika kudifibinene vinyake na vindu vikare kuwaro.
Now we notice in these a few days after the water sets there in this man-made denominator or tank. Excuse me. All right.
Sono ise tikuona mumazubaga choko aga para maji ya kazikika mura. Mu ili la kupangika na mundu bu panji tanki pepani vile makora.
After it's been washed off of all kinds of theologies and things washed into it, now we come to find out when it sits there a few days, it becomes stagnant.
Para aga kukoroka na mitundi yose ya masambiro vya uchivuta na vindu vya njira mu ili. Sono ise tikwiza tikusanga kuti, para aga kazikika mula mazuwa gachoko, iwo gakunangika.
And anyone knows, in the history of the church, when God sends something forth, a message, and it becomes fresh from God.
Ndipo waliose wakumanya, mumdauka wampingo, para chiuta watu machinyake chioyeke utenga, ndipo uu kwiza wafreshi kufuma kwa chiuta.
Then, after the life of that founder, whatever it might be, you call him reformer or whatever you want to say about it, after his death, then they get a system worked up and they make an organization.
Ntewura para umoyo wa mwambisiki yura, panji chirichose chingavako, imwe mkumchema iyo wakusinda vindu, panji chirichose imwe mkukumba kiyoya zaichi, para iyo wafwa. Ntewura iwo wakusanga ndondomeko, wakuinozga iyi, ndipo iwo wakupanga bungwe.
And as soon as they make an organization out of that, it dies right there. It never rises again. It's did it through every time, back, come on back.
Ndipo para iwo wapanga waka bungwe kufuma kuichi. Ichi chikufira nkanira pene papo. Ichi ntaa chikuzaka ukaso. Ichi chikachita ichi nyengo iliyose. Kare ndende, kare kura.
In giving regards to this Catholic priest sitting here, when God organized the church or not organized it, God never did organize the church. He's not in that kind of a business. He's in birth, not organization.
Mukupereka marumbo kwa sembe uyu wa katolika wa karaapa. Parachuta wakati wa upanga bungwe mpingo. Panji ntaa kuupanga bungwe uu. Chuta ntaa wakapanga mpingo kwa bungwe. Iyo ntaa wakuchita chindu cha mtundu uo. Iyo wali mkubabika bungwe chara.
So when God started the church off of the day of Pentecost, and then finally down at Nicaea, Rome, they organized it, and there's where it lost its power.
Ntewura para chuta wakati wayamba mpingo pazuwa la Pentecost. Ndipo ntewura pa wamaliru pa Nicaea, Rome, iwo wakapanga bungwe. Ndipo kula ndiko uu kamalira nkungono zake.
Then we come on down to the Lutheran Reformation, and it was a great thing. The Word of God was given. Just shall live by faith.
Tewala ese tikwiza kukirira kuwa kusinda vintu maludha. Ndipo iche chikava chindu chikuru. mazu kachiuta kakaperekeka varunji vakalirenge chipulikano.
And when they did, instead of picking up all of them together and marching on, they made a Lutheran church separating themselves from this group. And then it died.
Ndipo para iwo wakati wachita maromo kazikika wose iwo pamoza na kuyenda kulasikanga kundazi, iwo wakapanga mpingo wa Lutha kuchipatulanga iwo wene kuguru iri. Ndipo pamanyuma ichi chikafwa.
Then God raised up John Wesley with the sanctification, the message of the second work of grace, and it was a wonderful thing, but after Wesley and Asbury, they organized it, it died.
Teura chiuta wakatumbuska John Wesley, na kutuvisikika utenge wa nchito ya chiviri ya uchizi. Ndipo ichi chikava chindu chiweme. Kweni pamanyuma pa Wesley na Asbury, iwo wakapanga bungwe ichi chikafwa.
Then up come the Pentecostals with the restoration of the gifts. They were doing fine. What happened? Organized it, it died. Just exactly.
Pamanyuma tumfu vakwiza wa Pentecost na kuwezereskia kwa vya wanangwa. Iwo wakashitanga makora, kasi kukashitika vichi, wakapanga bungwe ichi, ndipo ichi chikafwa, ndende waka.
Now in the midst of all this, God's still calling a remnant out of every one of those generations. And it's our time of coming out, a gathering together.
Sono mkatikati mwachose ichi. Chiuta wachari kuchema wakukalako kufuma kuhuli wose wa miwiro ira. Iyo wakuchita nadi. Ndipo ndinyengo itu ya kufuma ya kuungananga pamoza.
That's what I think the full gospel businessman has played a great part in breaking down these walls and saying that there's no difference in us. Let us come together and worship God under one principle, not under an organization.
Ndipo icho ndicho ine nkwanangana full gospel businessman ya chita gawalikuru pakubangandulira passive pupa hivi na kuyoyanga kuti mulije mpambano maise chenti ze pamoza ndipo timsope chiuta mkashitiroka moza nta pasi pabungwe.
If it was an organization, I'd get off this platform right now. I have nothing to do with it.
Usange iri likavenge bungwe ine mbwene nifumenge popa gome iri sono ntena ine ndirije chakuchita na iri.
What it is, it's got to be a fellowship and not a fellowship of some creed, but a fellowship in Christ by the power of His resurrection. That's the thing that brings life, it brings birth.
Icho chirikondi, ichi chikwenena kuwa wene na wene, ndipo nta wene na wene wachigomezgo chinyake, kwene wene na wene ma Kristo, na nkongono ya chivuka chake. Icho ndichindu icho chikwiziska umoyo, ichi chikwiziska kubabika.
And before birth can come, we realize there have to be death before birth.
Ndipo pambere kubabika kundafike. Ise tukumanya hapa kwenye kubanyifwa pambere kundashitike kubabika.
And a birth is a mess. I don't care what kind of a birth it is. If it's in a pig pen or wherever it is, it's a mess. And so is a new birth. It makes you do things that ordinarily you wouldn't think you would do.
Ndipo kubabika ndi unyakasi. Ine mkwerera chara kwari ndi mtunduhuli wa kubabika uo uliko. Usange ndi mshitupa changumba, panji kulikose uko uli ndi mwenyakasi. Ndipo ntewura ndi mkuliri kubabika kupya. Uku kukumpangisiani imwe kuchita vindu ivyo muuntu, imwe nta mkanangana kuti imwe mchite.
But when you're ready to die to yourself, then you're born again, a new creature in Christ Jesus. Then things open up and life becomes a new sight to you because you've accepted the person of Jesus Christ and not some theory or some creed.
Kwenye para imwe manosgeka kufwa kumavene, ntewura imwe mwabapikaso, chirenge wachipya mwa Kristu Yesu. Ntewura vindu vikufumbukwa ndipo umoyo kuoneka upya mkalavisikiro kino. Chifukwa ime mwamzomera mundu Yesu Kristu, ndipo nta kuyoya waka panje chikomezgo chinyake.
Even to the written word, it's got to be quickened by the Holy Spirit. No matter how much theology you've got, it's laying there dead.
Panje nanga nkumazge kulimbeka, ichi chikwenda na kusisipusikika na mzimu mtuva. Palijekantu kwali ime muri kusambira vinandivuli vya uchiuta, ichi chire apo chakufwa.
Now I can have a handful of wheat until it gets into the process. The word can be quickened. The wheat will never live.
Ine ningamanya kuwa na tirigu wa kuzura woko. Mpaka uyo wafike mdondomeko uko uyu wangamanya kusisipusikika. Tirigu nta wakalenge wa moyo.
And you can have a doctor's degree, PHLL, whatever you wish to, but until the Holy Spirit comes upon that and quickens it to you, has a personal experience with God, then the wheat does no good. Your learning is in vain.
Ndipo ima ya mgamanya kuwa na degree ya udokotara, PHLL, chirichose ima mkukumba kuwa. Kwenye mpaka mzimu mtuwa wafike pa icho na kusisipusikira ichi kwa imwe. Ngati ndi chako mchitikira ni mwavene na chuta. Ndeura tirigu wakuwa muweme chara. Kusembira kwinu ndi kwa waka.
As this Englishman said the other night here, I was so astonished that all the learning he had is Paul. He had to forget all he knew in order to find Christ. Do things that he thought he wouldn't do.
Umamuntu uyu mngelezi wakayoyera usiku unyake kuno. Ine nkazukuma chomene pa icho. Kusambira kose iyo wakabanako ngati Paulos. Iyo wakainera kuti waruwe vyose ivyo wakamanya. Makuti iyo wasange Kristu. Kuchita vindu ivyo iyo wakanana iyo ntena wakachita chara.
But that's what God does. He humiliates us in our educational system. Not as I'm trying to support ignorance, but I'm trying to tell you the difference.
Kwene umo ndi machuta wakuchitira. Iyo wakutikizga ise mundondomeko zitu za masimbiro. Ntaka kuti ine nkuyesga kuzomerezga umburi. Kwene ine nkuyesga kumpalirani imwe mpambano.
Education can never bring life. It takes the Spirit of God to bring life. And that life must not come out of just the intellectual revival.
Masambiro ntaka ngapereka umoyo. Chikitolera mzimu wachuta kutu upereke umoyo. Ndipo moyo ura ntaka kwenye lakwiza kufuma waka kuchisimuso cha zero za mutu.
It's got to come out of the Bible, word revival, and that word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when it falls today and quickens, you get the same results you did in Acts 2. Exactly.
Ichi chikwenera kwiza kufuma mbaiboro, chizimuso cha mazgo. Ndipo mazgara ndigenegara mairo mwanyauno na miraira. Ndipo para hiyo gafika mwanyauno na kusisipuska imwe mukusanga mirimo yeni jira imwe mukasanga mumirimo tu. Ndende.
It always has and always will be because it's the Spirit of God, the conditions, the atmosphere. It takes atmosphere to do things.
Ichi nyango zose chikawako. Ndipo nyango zose chiza mkubako. Chifukwa ndi mzimu wa chuta o kupanga kaviro. Ichi chikutolera kaviro kuditi chite vintu.
That's the reason you men are always taught, bring your children here. Well, certainly that's right.
Nijo chifukwa ima mamantu nyango zose mukusambizgika. Zaningena wanavinu kuno. Inya, nadi chonchiweme.
I was glad to see my daughter Rebecca come in and sit down just a few minutes ago. Some of you see me wink at a woman, it was my daughter. So she come in and sat down.
Inena nkundwera kuona mwanawane mwanakazi Rebecca wakunjira na karapasi. Maminiti waka kachoko kajumpa. Panyeke vaime mwanguni wona ine nkutinyulira kumwanakazi. Wanguwa mwanawane mwanakazi. Ntewora iyo wakunjira na karapasi.
I want her to receive the baptism of the Spirit. That's why she's here in the meeting. That's what the purpose of it. It takes atmosphere.
Ine ngukumba kuti iyo pokere ubabatizo wa mzimu. Ndipo ndicho chifukwa iyo walimuno muungano. Ndicho chakulinga cha ichi. Ichi chikutolera kaviro.
So Dr. Bosworth, you'd say you could take a hen egg and put it under a pup, it'll hatch a chicken. Why? Because it's an egg and got the right atmosphere.
Umumlana Dr. Bosworth wakayo iranga kare. Ima mgamanya kutora sumbira nkuku na kuvika iri kusi kwa nchewe. Iri liko nkomorenge nkuku. Chifukwa iri ndi sumbi ndipoliri mkabiro kaweme.
I don't care if you're a Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, in the right atmosphere to hatch out of newborn child of God.
Ine mkwerera chara usange ime ndime wa Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, mkabiro kaweme. Iri liko nkomorenge wakubabika mupya mwana wachivuta. Ndi.
The atmosphere that does it. No matter what denominational tag you have.
Kabiro ako kakuchita ichi. Parijekandu kwa ime mwuri na zinauli la bungwe.
Used to herd cattle. I noticed the ranger when we take them up into the forest out of the feeding lands down to ranches and put them on the forest. He would stand there and watch as he went through the gate at the drift fence.
Kale nkarisikanga ngombe. Ine nkamuona mlunda paraisi tikazitolera izi mchanya mpiri. Kutari ku misikambo ya kulisikako kusika kuminda ya uteka. Na kuzivika izi mpiri. Iyo wakayimiriranga apo na kuona apo izi zikanjiranga pageti, palinga la kusondomoka.
He never paid so much attention to brands because there's all kinds of brands went through there. But there's one thing he did notice, the blood tag.
Iyo ntawa wakapuirira chomene kumazina. Chifukwa kukaba mitundi yose ya mazina ikanjirangamu mura. Kwene kukaba chindichimoza iyo wakalavisiska. chigamba chiswesi.
It had to be a thoroughbred Hereford, or it could not go on that forest, because it's the Hereford Association that grazes that forest. It must have a blood tag to keep the breeding right.
Ika inera kuwa mtundu weneko wa Hereford, panji intena ikaruta chara kupiririra, chifukwa ndi bungwe la Hereford, ilo likugirisika nchito piririra. Ika inera kuwa na chigamba chiswesi, kutiba sungulire mtundu makora.
And I think that that's the way it will be at the day of the judgment.
Ndipo ine nkhanangana kuti icho ndimo chitamkuvira pa zuva la cheruzgo.
He's not going to ask me if I'm Methodist, Baptist, Pentecostal, or Presbyterian, but he's going to look for the blood tag. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. That's the thing.
Iyo ntawa waza mkundifumba ine usanga ine nkawa wa Methodist, Baptist, Pentecostal, panji wa Presbyterian. Kwene iyo waza mkupenja chigamba chiswesi. Para ine nkuona ndopa, ine ndiza mkumjumpirirani imwe. Ndicho chintu icho.
So we find that these cisterns, after they sit around a while, they become stagnant and they are no good.
Teura ese tusanga kuti matanki aga para iwo karakura kanyengo iwo ga kunangika ndipo iwo ga kuva ga we mechara.
And it becomes then also becomes the home of frogs and lizards and snakes and bugs and germs and what more. Because it's the stagnated condition that's pushed into it.
Ndipo ili likuzioka pa manyuma na loso, likuzioka nyumba ya bachule na mitondoli, na njoka na vibenene na majiremusi, na vinyaki vinandi, chifukwa ndikaviro kakwanangika ako kanjira muili.
Could you imagine washing off of a barn roof? Or off of a house close to the barn or anywhere the dirt would be. How kind of a bugs and germs and everything it washes into this cistern.
Kasi ime mungaganaganira kukokoloka kufuma padenga la chitupa. Panji kufuma panyumba jiri kufupi na chitupa. Panji kurikose ukofuvu lingava. Ni mtundu uli wafibenene na majeremusi. Na chirichose icho chikukokolo skekera mutangiri.
Now, it's a perfect example of any kind of a man-made system. He's a failure to begin with. That's the reason he needs a savior.
Sono ndi chiyerezgero cha kufikapo cha mtundu uli wose wa ndondomeko ya kupangika na muntu. Iyo ngo kutondeka kufuma pa kuyamba. Ndiyo chifukwa iyo wa kukumbika mponoski.
He could not save himself. He cannot do nothing for it. He's lost to begin with.
Iyo wakatondeka kujiponoska iyo yeka. Iyo wangachita karikose chara pa ichi. Iyo ngo kutaika kufuma pa kuyamba.
He's born in the world sinful. He comes to the world speaking lies. He's a liar to start with. So how in the world can he do anything for himself?
Iyo warakubabika mucharu wakwananga. Iyo kuiza kucharu wakuyoyanga mautesi. Iyo ndi mtesi kufuma pa kuyamba. Ntewura kungachitika uli mucharu kuti iyo wanga jichitira karikose iyo yeka.
How can a holy man, there's no holy man, there's no holy church. It's a holy ghost, not a holy church or holy people. It's a holy ghost among a people. That's what it is.
Kasi wanga chita uli muntu mtuwa. Kulije muntu mtuwa. Kulije mpingo utuwa. Ndi mzimu mtuwa. Nta mpingo utuwa. Vantu vatuva, ndi mzimu mtuva pakati pa vantu, icho ndicho chiriko. Amen.
Not a holy mountain where Peter and them stood, the mountain wasn't holy, but it's a holy God on the mountain that made it holy.
Nta piri rituva uko Petros na iwo baka imirira, piri nta likava rituva, kwenye ndichiuta mtuva pa piri uyo wakapanga ili rituva.
Not a holy person, it's a holy ghost using that person. What makes it holy, not the person, but the person of the Holy Ghost.
Tamu ndi mtuva, ndi mzimu mtuva kugwira nchito mwa muntu yura. Icho chikupanga iri rituva. Tamu muntu, kwene muntu wa mzimu mtuva.
It isn't the man because he's just a man born in sin, shaped in iniquity, come to the world speaking lies.
Tamu ndi muntu, chifukwa, iyo ndi muntu waka, wababikira mkwananga, wakakulira mkwananga, wakiza kucharu wakuyoyanga mautesi.
Any man-made system will keep him right in that. He'll blind the thing from the intellectual eyes that they think, I belong to church, my name is on the book, I have did this, my father was this, and so forth.
Ndondomeko yiri yose ya kupangika na muntu, yimusungenge iyo nkanira muicho. Iyo wabisenge chintu kubaba mahala, maso kubaba mahala, kuti iwo bakuganagana. Ine ndiri mumpingo, zinarane liri babuku, ine ndiri kuchita ichi, aladavane bakaba ichi, na vinyake nteura.
That sounds all right, which it is, nothing to say against it, but still, friend, Jesus said, except the man be born again, he cannot even see. See there doesn't mean that he sees with his eyes, but understand the kingdom of heaven until you're born into.
Icho chikuoneka makora, chene icho ichi chiriko, palije chirichose nengasuskapo icho. Kwene ndipo uli mbwezi, Yesu wakati, kwa mbla kutimundu wababikeso, iyo ntewa wangamanya nanga nkuona. Wanani, kura ntewa chikunganamula kuti iyo wakula visikira masogake, kwene kupulikiska ufumu wakuchanya, mpaka ime mbabikeso.
How would this Baptist evangelist, how would that man who stood there and criticized and made fun of it? See, there's nothing in him that could even receive it, but God had to do it. See, God gave him the Holy Spirit.
Kasi wakachita uli mnene uyo wa Baptist. Kasi wakachita uli mtiula uyo wakayimirira apo na kususka na kuchiseka ichi. Onani, mlije karikose ima iyo akukangamanya nanga nkupokerera ichi. Kwene chiuta wakendara kuti wachite ichi. Onani, chiuta wakamupa iyo mzimu mtuwa.
He manifested that this is not hypocrisy, this is a word. He only hears it from a school idea. And they try to take all the blessings of God and place it on a day gone by.
Iyo wakawaneska kuti ichi nta ukawa upusikizgi. Ichi ndi mazgo. Iyo wakuchipulika ichi mufundo ya masambiro. Ndipo iyo wakuyeza kutora vyose, vitumbiko vya chiuta na kuchipika ichi mnyengo ya kare.
A young Baptist preacher here not long ago, sitting present right here this morning, and he came to me and he said, Brother Branham, this one thing that you're doing is wrong. I said, help me.
Mparazgi mchoko wa Baptist kuno kare chumene chara. Warenkanira muno mlenje uu. Ndipo iyo wakiza kwa ine. Ndipo iyo wakati. Mbare Branham, parachinchimoza icho iwe ukuchita chene icho nchiheni. Ine nkati, ndivuire ine.
And he said, you are, I think you're sincere and a good person, but I said, thank you, sir.
Ndipo iyo wakati, iwe ndiwe, ine mkwanangana kuti iwe ndiwe, wakumezgeka ndipo se mtu muwemi, kweni ine nkati, yeo bwana.
He said, but there's one thing you're doing wrong. I said, I hope the Lord just finds one thing wrong.
Iyo wakati, kweni parachinchimoza iwe ukuchita makora chara, ine nkati, ine nkugumezga afumu ikusanga mochindu chimoza chiheni.
And he said, well, this is what you're doing, it's wrong. Said, you're trying to introduce to the world an apostolic ministry. And said, the apostolic ministry ceased with the apostles.
Ndipo iyo wakati, inya pali, ichi ndichene icho iwo kuchita icho njieni, wakati, iwo kuyesika kunjizika mucharu utumiki wa upostori, ndipo wakati, utumiki wa upostori ukamalira na wapostori.
I said, as a Baptist, to a Baptist, I'd like to ask you a question. Say what?
Ine nkati, ngati wa Baptist kuwa Baptist, ine ngukumba kuti ndikufumbe fumbo iwe, wakati, vichi?
I said, do you believe the word of God inspired every bit of it? He said, well, certainly.
Ine nkati, kasi u gomezika mazga chuta nga kubirizgika, lililose raichi, iyo wakati, chifukwa nadi.
I said, then he said, don't add one word or take one far. I said, then I'll show you where the apostolic blessing come on the people by a promise of God. Now you show me the promise of God and when it went off the people.
Ine nkati, pamanyuma iyo wakati, nta unga sasgangako lizgu limoza, panji kufumyako limoza. Pakuti, ine nkayo ya pamanyuma, ine ndikurongolenge iwe apotumbiko la upostori likizira pavantu. Na pangano la chuta. Sono iwe wendulongore ine pangano la chuta na apo likamalira pavantu.
If you can't produce that in a word, then forget about it, see? I said, because it's still going on.
Wona, usanga iwe ungachisanga chana icho mumazgo. Nteura aruwako za ichi. Wona, ine nkati, chifuwa ichi chichari kurutirira.
Never stand down for a few minutes. And so I said, but then, brother, I'd like to ask you this.
Iyo nta wakaiwa ya karikose pa mamini tika choko. Ndipo nteura ine nkati. Inya, ipo mbare ine nikumbenge kuti ine nikufumbe ichi.
Peter introduced the apostolic message on the day of Pentecost. And we all know that's true. For he had the keys to the kingdom and Jesus had given to him.
Petros wakiza na utenga wa apostoli pazuva la Pentecosti. Ndipo isetose tikumanya uwa ndi unenesko. Pakuti iyo wakabana makiyi kakufumu, awa Yesu wakapereka kwa iyo.
And now watch what he said. He said, repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promise isn't to you and to your children and to them that's far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
Ndipo sono wona icho iyo wakayoya, iyo wakati, rapani waliose wa ime, ndipo mbabatizike mosina la Yesu Kristu, kuti mkukereke kusa kwa nanga, ndipo ime mpukerenge cha wanangwa cha mzimu mtuwa. Pakuti pangano ndinu, nakuvana vinu, nakuwa iwo vina awo vari kutari, nanga ndipa nandi awo fumu chivuta witu waza mkuchema.
Then if there's a place where he took it out, then what happened to Peter's words on the day of Pentecost? See? No, it's never ceased.
Ntewora osange garipo maro uko iyo wakafumirapo ichi. Ntewora kasi kukachitika vichi kumazuka Petros pazuva la Pentecosti mkuona chana ichi ntanchika mara.
Dear dying lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose its power till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more.
Mwana mberere wakomeka ndo pasinu nza kuzirwa, ntazi marenge nkongono yake, kufikira mpingo wose wakumboleka wachivuta uponoskeke kutuleke kwa nangaso.
Then in a nobler, sweeter song, I'll sing thy power to save, when this poor lisping stammering tongue lies silent in the grave.
Ntewura muyanchindi sumu ya kunowa, ine ndi mbenge nkongono inu ya kuponoska, apo hiri lambla kupulikikwa makora lilime la chikwikwi lirichete mudindi.
God help me to believe that and hold to it, all of us, and stand by it, because it is a gospel truth. Yes, sir.
Chuta ndivirene ine kutindukomezge icho na kukoreska kuichi, na isetose, na kuima na ichi, chifukwa ndivononesko wa evangeli, inyabwana.
A wise man should never look at these things and know that they won't work. They never have worked.
Mundu wa vinjeru ntau angalavisianga pa vindu hivi. Ndipo kumanya kuti ivi nta vikwirenge nchito, ivi nta vilikugwira hapo nchito.
An organized religion and an organized experience will never work in the presence of God. It's got to come unadulterated from God.
Bungwe risopi sopi la kupangika na kumanya kukuchita kupanga, nta kuza mkugwira nchito pandazi pachiwuta. Ichi chikwena lakuti chifike kwa mbla kusakanikirana kufuma kwa chiwuta.
It has never been used by God. No time in the past did God ever use such a system.
Ichi nta chiri kugwiriskika po nchito na chivuta. Palije nyengo kare hapo chivuta wakagwiriskika po nchito ndondomeko ya nteura.
You get members and things like that, but I mean the genuine seed of God, the blessing like fell on the day of Pentecost, it never comes by organization. It comes by birth, being born again.
Sono imwe imwe mukusanga mamimbara na vintu ngati nteura. Kwenine kunganamula mbeo yeneko ya chuta, tumbiko ngati ndi ilo likafika pazuva la Pentecost. Ichi nta chikwiza na bungwe, ichi chikwiza na kubabika, kuwa wa kubabikaso.
We're invited to take Israel for an example, which they have been.
Ise tikuchemeka kutora Israeli kuwa chieresgero, chene ichwa iwo valikuwa.
Notice they have forsaken him, their provided fountain, and have hewed themselves out cisterns.
Wanani, iwo wali kumkana iyo, mbwiwi yao ya kupika, ndipo wajijimira iwo wene matanki.
Could you imagine a thing when a man is at an artesian well drinking and then wants to make him a cistern? To drink out of it.
Kasi imwe mungalingalira chintu, para mundu wali pachisimi cha kubibituka, wakuma, ndipo pamanyuma wakukumba kuti wajipangire tanki, wanani, kutu wa mwenge kufuma kuhiri.
Now that's what the prophet said, that's what the word of God said, that's what God said to the prophet.
Sono icho ndicho mprofeti wakayoya, icho ndicho mazgo ya chuta wakayoya, icho ndicho chuta wakayoya kwa mprofeti.
You have forsaken me, and have left me the fountain of living waters, and have hewed yourself out cisterns which are broken, and they're leaking out.
Imwe mandikana ine, ndipo mandireka ine, mbwiwi ya maji ya umoyo. Ndipo majijimira mwawene matanki, aunga kusweka ndipo iwo kusurura.
See something, they wanted something they could control or to show what they had done. That's the folly of organized religion.
Onani chinyake iwo vakakumbanga chinyake iwo vangalamulira panji kulongora icho iwo vakachita ukondi kupusa kwa chisopo cha bungwe.
It's always trying, they got to have something in it themselves. They got to have all these systems and societies and things, and I belong to this and I.
Ichi nyenge zose chikuyezga, iwo wakwenera kuva na chinyake mu ichi iwo wene. Iwo wakwenera kuva na ndunumeko zose izi na vigawa na vintu. Ndipo ine ndiri mu uu sono.
Instead of just being humble children of God, they want something that they could show themselves.
Maro mwakuwa waka vana wakujikizga wachivuta. Iwo wakumba chinyake cho iwo vanga jirongolera po iwo wene.
Instead of letting God do it his way, they want to do it their way. And that's the way the systems has got the church today.
Maro mwakumlekera chivuta kudi wachite ichi mtowa yake. Iwo wakakumbanga kudi wachite ichi mtowa yao. Ndipo umondi mandondomeko za chitira na macharichi mwanyauno.
Not each system. One wants it this way. One wants it that way. If you're a Methodist, you must be it this way. A Baptist this way. Presbyterian, Catholic, whatever more. They got their systems.
Nta, ndondomeko yiri yose, yumoza wakumba ichi mwante wala umu. Yumoza wakumba ichi mwante wala umu. Usange iwe ndi wa Methodist, iwe ukwenda kuwa ichi mwante wala umu. Wa Baptist mwante wala umu. Wa Presbyterian, Katolika, inyake yiri yose, iwo varinazo ndondomeko zao.
Nothing against that, but that ain't what I'm talking about. Man wants his way of doing it, and God's got his way of doing it.
Ndirije chakususkapo icho. Kweni icho ntandicho ine nkuyowoya. Mundu wakukumba ntawa yake ya kuchitira ichi, ndipo chivuta warina ntawa yake ya kuchitira ichi.
And he said, you are holding to your way a broken cistern, and won't accept my way, the way of life.
Ndipo iyo wakati, ime mkukoreska ntowa inu, tankira kusweka, ndipo ntamu kuzomera ntowa yane, ntowa ya umoyo.
That's the same thing as it is today, it just hasn't very good.
Ndipo icho ndi chindu chanichira umukuliri mayauno, ichi ntachiri kusintapo na pachoko.
Think how foolish of a man leaving an artesian well of pure clean water bubbling up and then he want to go to a broken cistern and he made himself.
Karanganani umumuntu waliri mzereza kulekanga chisemi cha kububituka cha maji ya weme kububitukanga. Ndipo pamanyuma iyo wakukumba kuruta kutankera kusweka iro iyo wakapanga iyo yeka.
Dig him out of cistern or that trash that's up on top of the barn washing into it and drink from that. There certainly is something mentally wrong with that person.
Na kujijimira iyo tanki, na unyaka siura uo ulipachanya pachitupa, kukuko rekeranga muichi, pamanyuma kuma muicho, nadi chiripo chinyake chekwanangika mutu na muntiura.
And when a man will cling to an ecclesiastical conception of the Scripture, instead of accepting the Holy Ghost, which vindicates the Scripture and makes it real to you, there's something spiritual wrong with that person. It's exactly right. Sure, the Holy Ghost.
Ndipo para mundu wademererenge kukamanyiro kakuchita kusambira malemba. Maro makuzomera mzimu mtuva uo kukosikira lemba. Na kulipanga ili leneko kwa imwe. Chiripo chinake chekwanangika kuzimu na muntiura. Icho ndende ndi unenesko. Nadi mzimu mtuwa.
Each one has an interpretation of their Bible. What you think is right. God don't need your help. God don't need your interpretation.
Waliose imoza imoza walina kamasuliro kabaiburo lao. Icho ime mukanana chirimakora. Chivuta nta wakukumba wafiri winu. Chivuta nta wakukumba kumasulira kwinu.
God's his own interpreter. God does the interpretation the way he says he would do it.
Chiuta ndi wakujimasulira iyo yeka. Chiuta wakumasulira umo iyo wakuyoyera iyo wachitrenge ichi.
The Lord said in the beginning, let there be light. And there was light. That don't need any interpretation. That's what God did.
Yehova wakayoya pachiambi. Kuveko kungweruka. Ndipo kungweruka ukawako. Icho nta chikukumbika kumasulira kulikose. Icho ndicho chiuta wakachita.
He said a virgin shall conceive. She did. That don't need any interpretation.
Iyo wakati mwali waza mkutora ntumbo. Iyo wakaitora. Icho nda chikukumbika kumasulira kulikose.
He said he would pour out his spirit upon all flesh. He did. It doesn't need any interpretation. God interprets his own word by vindicating it and manifesting it and proving it.
Iyo wakati, iyo waza mkupungulira mzimu wake pa bantu wose. Iyo wakachita. Ichi nta chikukumbika kumasulira kulikose. Chiuta wa kumasulira mazgu gake pa kuchita kukozgera ichi. Na kuchikoneskanga ichi. Na kusimikizgiranga ichi.
That's how a prophet was proven to be of God. He said, if there be one among you, spiritual prophet, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in visions, speak to him through dreams. And what he says comes to pass, and fear him. But if it doesn't, don't do it.
Umonde mamprofeti wakasimikizgirika kuti wakafuma kwa chiuta. Iyo wakati, usange walipo imoza pakatipinu, uyonde wa uzimu panji mprofeti. Ine Yehova ndijufumbrenge ndamwene kwa iyo mbonewoni, kuyohoya kwa iyo kwezira maloto. Ndipo icho iyo wakuyohoya chikufisikika, nteura muopani iyo. Kwenu usange ichi nta chikufisikika, nta munga chitanga ichi.
That's the same thing when God speaks his word, and a man says the word is this, and it happens that way, then it's God doing it.
Icho ndi chindu chenichira para chiuta ukiwa ya mazgu yake. Ndipo muntu wakuti, mazgu ndi ichi. Ndipo ichi chikuchita mwantewara umo. Ntewara ndi chiuta ukuchita ichi.
But if he says it's this way and the days are gone, why he takes all the, he reaches for a hungry bread in his hand to children and take it away from them starving.
Kwenye usenga iyo wakuti, ichi chirintewura. Ndipo mazuma gari kujumpa. Chifuwa ichi chikutolea vyose. Iyo wakubika chingwa cha kukumbikwira muoko lake, kupereka kuvana, na kuvapoka iyo, ndipo iyo wakusuzgika na njara.
Why would you want to drink out of a cistern when this artesian well was there?
Kasimwe mkumbirengechi kuma mutanki apo chisime cha kububituka ichi chikaba apo.
What is a fountain of life now? What is the fountain of life? Fountain of living waters, an artesian well we would liken it to.
Kasi mbwiwi ya umoyo ndivichi sono. Kasi mbwiwi ya umoyo ndivichi. Mbwiwi ya maji ya umoyo. Chisimwi cha kububituka. Ise tingamanya kujilinga nizgako kuichi.
Now, I want you to notice the difference between a cistern and a fountain of living water. Artesian well and an old broken cistern out there full of bugs, lizards, frogs, germs, what more.
Sono. Ine ngukumba ime kutimuone mpambano pakatikati patanki na mbwiwi ya maji ya umoyo. Chisimi cha kububituka na tanki rakale la kusweka kuwaro uko la kuzura na vibenene, mitondoli, vachure, majeremusi, vinyake vinandi, wanani.
And here's an artesian well. Now watch this. It's self-supporting. You don't have to get any big systems to bring a lot of money into it. You don't have to join a lot of members. It supports its members of the spirit of life in them. Function.
Ndipo hapa pari chisime cha kububituka. Sono chiwonani ichi. Ichi chikuchivuira cheka. Ime ntamu kwenra kuti mutole ndondomeke zinyake zikuru na kubikamu ndarama zinandi mu ichi. Ime ntamu kwenra kuti mubikemu mamembara ganandi. Ichi chikufuira mamembara gake. Gamzimu wa umoyo mwa iwo. Kusebezanga.
Notice the water that comes from it, fresh, pure, and clean. Not a cistern, something stagnant. It's been documented by 40, 50 different minds saying this is right and that's right and this conception, vote and call on and as they do and then make a denomination out of it.
Unani maji au kufuma mwichi, ga fresh, ga weme ndipo kutoa. Tanki chara, chinyake cha kwa nangika icho chirikulembeka na malingaliro 40, 50, au pambana pambana. Kuti ichi chirimakora, ndipo icho chirimakora. Ndipo kapulikisikiro aka, na kufota na kupemba kuti chichitike. Ndipo apo iwo wakuchita, ndipo pamanyuma wakupanga bungwe kufuma kuichi.
It's pure and clean, unadulterated word of God coming from the hand of God. It's a real artesian well.
Aganga weme na kakutowa mazu gambura kusakanikirana kachuta. Kwiza kufuma kuwoko la chuta. Ichi nadi ndi chisimi cha kububituka.
Notice, The secret of its power is within itself. Man cannot find it. Some kind of a pressure beneath it that's a making it push up.
Wonani, chisisi changungono yake chirima icho cheka. Muntu wangaisanga chara iye. Kutukuzga kwa mtundu yake, kusi kwake, ndiko kukupangisika ichi kukangira mchanya.
I remember when I was a state game warden of Indiana, I used to go by in Harrison County a certain well, a spring. It was always bubbling up.
Ene kukumbukira apo ine nkatemanga kuti ngaba mlonda wa vinyama vya boma la Indiana. Ine nkatemanga kuruta mu Harrison County kuchisime chinyaki kavindu windu. Ichi nyango zose chikabwibitukanga.
And this, oh, it looked like it was the most happiest thing where the snow was on the ground, ice was froze. How cold it was, it still bubbled.
Ndipo mbweno, oh, ichi chikawoneka ngati chikawa chindu chakukondwa chomene. Kwali chiuvi chikawopo pasi, aisi wakakoma, kwali kukazizi mauli, ichi chikabwibituka nditu.
Where the old man-made ponds and tanks with frogs and everything was out there froze over solid.
Uko viziva vya kale na matanki upangika na muntu, na vachure na chirichose vikapokuwaro kura vya komena kumoza gwa.
That goes to show that any denomination through a little lack of spirit or a little change of atmosphere will freeze over. But God's artesian well is this. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Ndipo icho chikurongura kuti bungwa lililose risopi sopi. Kwizira mkuperevera kuchoko kwa mzimu panji kusinda kuchoko kwa kabiro likomenge gwa. Kweni chisime cha kububituka cha chihuta, iyo ndi mwene yura mairo mwanyauno na mjira yira.
It keeps all the things bubbled out of it, shoved out of it, and there's nothing there to begin with. And then it gets into it to push it out of the way.
Ichi chupangisika vindi vyose, vivundukire kuwaro kwa ichi, na kufumisikira kuwaro kwa ichi. Ndipo mulije karikose mkatimura, kufuma hapa kuyamba. Ndipo karikose kanjirenge muichi, ichi chika kanjirenge aka kuwaro penipapo.
That thing was bubbling up like that, and I said, sat down there one day, I thought, I believe I'll talk to that spring. Just for a moment.
Chindu chira chika bubitukanga ngati nteura. Ndipo ine nkayooya. Ngakarapasi kura swali mosa. Ine nkakanagana. Ine nkugomezga ine. Ndimu yo iskenge kabindu yura paka nyingo waka.
I took off my hat and I said, what are you so happy about? What are you bubbling so about?
Ine nkavura chipe wachane. Ndipo ine nkati. Kasi iwe wakondwa chomene na vichi. Kasi iwe ukububitukira njani nteura.
Maybe it's because the deers drink from you once in a while. If he could have spoken, he said no. I said maybe it's because that I drink from you. No, that isn't it.
Panje ndichifukwa chakuti nyisika zikumwa maiwe, kamoza mkanyengo. Usange uyu wakayo yenge, iyo ntena wakati iyai. Ine nkati, panje ndichifukwa chakuti ine nkumwa paiwe, iyai, icho ndicho iyai.
I said, well, what's making you so pure, so clean, so what is this bubbling that makes you bubble full of joy all the time and nothing can freeze you over? You're spurting up in the air and there's nothing, clean water.
Ine nkati, inya, kasi njivisi chikupangisa iwe muweme chomene wakutowa chomene. Ntewura kasi njivisi chikubibitukanga. Icho chikukupangisa iwe kububituka wakuzura na chimwemwe nyango zose. Ndipo kulije chinga kukomesika gwa iwe. Iwe kutukira mchanya mumpepo. Ndipo kulije karikose maji kakutowa.
If he could have spoke to me, you know what that well would have said? He'd said, Brother Branham, it isn't me bubbling. It's something behind me bubbling me. And that's the way it is. Well, that's a poor word, but you know what I mean.
Usange ichi chikayoyenge kwa ine. Ime mkumanya icho chisimi chikati chiyoyenge. Iyo ntena wakati. Mbali Branham. Ndine chara nkububitukanga. Ndichinyake kunyuma kwa ine. Chikundi bubituska ine. Ndipo umo ndima ichi chirini. Iri ndilizgo la kuyuyuka kweni ima mkumanya icho ine nkungana mura.
That's the way it is with a born again experience. It's a well of water within you bubbling up into everlasting life. See, there's something about it that you have nothing to do with.
Ndipo umo ndimo ichi chiriri na chakumchitikira okubabikaso. Ima ya munga jikora chara. Ichi ndi a chisimi cha maji mkati minu. Kububitukiranga kumoyo wambura kumara. Wanani, chilipo chinyake za ichi, kutimwe mulije karikose kakuchita na ichi.
The man-made tanks may freeze them, begging for revival and everything, but a man that's under that fountain, living in that fountain, it's day and night.
Matanki ya kupangika na mtu panji gangakoma, ndipo iwo kupembisganga chisimuso na chirichose. Kwene mtu uyo walipasi pambuiwira, kukaranga mumbuiwira, ndimo hanya na usiku.
No, you don't have to wait on local rains and local revivals. You are full of it. I'll give unto him a fountain of life. Any bubbling up.
Yai, imenta mkuchita kulindirira vura ya mchigava na visisimuso vya mchigava. Ima ndimwe bakuzura na ichi. Ine ndipere kenge kwa iyo mwiwi ya umoyo ma iyo ibubitu kenge.
Something in it that's fresh every day, pure and clean. It's an unadulterated word of God in your heart and mouth. Vindicating itself. Speaking for itself.
Mulichinyake muichi. Icho nja freshi zuwa lirirose. Chiweme na chakotowa. Ndi mazuka chihuta gambula usakanikirana mumtima na mloma winu. Kujikosgeranga iwogeka. Kujioyeranga iwogeka.
I don't care where it's raining, where it's snowing, what kind of weather it is. You're still happy because the Holy Spirit is in there bubbling up. It's a hidden power.
Ine nkupwerera chara kwari kukuro kwa vura. Kwari kulichiuvi. Mtundu wa mpepo uwuriko. Imwe ndimwe bakukondwa nditu chifukwa mzimu mtuva wali mkati muna kububitukanga. Ndi nkongono ya kubisika.
Notice, all its secrets within it. It gives of itself freely to whomsoever will drink and use of its substance.
Onani, chisisi chake chirimwa ichi. Ichi chikupereka vya ichocheka kwa ulere. Kwa waliose wa mwenge na kubiriska nchito katundu wake.
Now you don't pick out and say, well, I'm just have to go to the Methodist church because I'm a Methodist for a revival.
Sono ime mkuchita kusanka kudi. Inya, sono ine mkinala kuti ndirute waka kumpingo wa Methodist, chifukwa ine ndine wa Methodist kuchisisi muso.
I'll have to go over here, but if I have to go to a Pentecostal because I'm a Pentecostal revivalist.
Ine mkinala kuti ndirute kudera uku, kweni usanga ine mkinala kuti ndirute kuva Pentecost, chifukwa ine ndire wa chisisi muso cha Pentecost.
I'm telling you, when you got that well of water springing up that fountain when you're drinking over there, there's no difference you give to anything that comes by.
Inengu mpalirani imwe, para imwe muli na chisimi icho cha maji kububitukanga, mbwiwira, para imwe mkuma kwenye kura, parije mpambano, imwe mkupereka kuchirichose icho cha fika kufupi.
You're willing to give a hope of life to a Catholic, to a Protestant, to a Jew, to an atheist, or whatever it is, you're really, really got something in you that's doing it.
Imwe ndi mama kunosgeka kupereka chikomezga cha umoyo kuwa Katolika, kuwa Protestant, kwa miyuda, kuwambula kugomezga, panji wali yose waliko. Ime nadi ndime, nadi mulinachinyake maime, icho chikuchita ichi.
You notice another thing about it. You don't have to pump it. You don't have to pull it. You pump it up.
Ime wanani chinachinyake za ichi. Ime ntamu kwenye lakuti mchipukuse ichi. Ime ntamu kwenye lakuti mchiguse ichi. Na kuchipukusa ichi.
I've seen so much of that that makes me sick. Pumping up something, playing a bunch of music and jumping up and down.
Ine ndiri kuona vinandichomene vya icho, mpaka ichi chikundiseruska ine. Kupukusanga chinyake, kuimbanga mpiminta wasumu na kudukanga dukanga.
A great bunch of literature out in the town, a great big signs, the man of the hour. There's only one man of the hour, that's Jesus Christ, who's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Panji mpiminta ukuru wa mabuku uko mtauni. Na fumanyukiro fikuru chomene, mwanarumi wanyengo iyi. Kuli mwanarumi umoza pera wanyengo iyi, ndipo uyo ndi Yesu Kristu. Mwane uyo ndi mwane yura mairo mwanyanguno na mjira ira.
There's only one messenger from God, and that's Jesus Christ. Yes, sir.
Kuli tengari umoza pera kufuma kwa chivuta, ndipo uyo ndi Yesu Kristu, inya bwana.
You don't have to pump this up or pull it down or nothing. You don't have to join it. You just take it freely. Amen.
Imenta mkwenera kuti mchipukusire mchanya ichi. Panji kuchikuzira pasi ichi. Panji nta. Imenta mkwenera kuchita kujoinako kuichi. Ime mkuma waka aga kwa ulele. Amen.
I am the fountain of living water. You left me to go and make yourself some tanks.
Ine ndine mbwiwi ya maji ya umoyo. Ime mkandileka ine. kuti murute na kukachipangira mwavene matanki kanyake.
Now you don't have to pump it, pull it, join it, dig it, nothing else. You just have to take of it freely.
So na imwe nthamu kuyenera kuti muchipukuse ichi, kuchipukusa ichi, kuchiguza ichi, na kujoinako ku ichi, kujima ichi, kulidya kalikose. Imwe mukuyenera kumwako waka ku ichi kwa ulere.
You don't need any man-made theology for a strainer egg either to tell you what goes in, what does not.
Imwe nthamu kukumbikwa masambiro pa vya uchiuta na munthu kuvasaro ya kumimitira. Panji kumpalirani imwe icho chikuporota mwichi. Icho ichi chikuchita. Palije.
Some man-made theology, some educational system, self-righteous religion, in your, in the, this, some cistern of religious system. You don't need it. It don't have to be there.
Masambiro wanyake ya vya uchiuta, gandondomeko inyake ya masambiro. Chisopo cha kujirunjiska mwabene mwichi mwichi. Panji tankiri nyake randondomeko ya usopi sopi. Ime nta mkusoweka ichi. Ichi nta chikwenera kuti chivepo apo.
You put a rag on that foot plumb up in the air. It don't have nothing to do with it. It's self-supporting. It's the power of God springing up into life.
Ime muvikepo saru pa icho. Ichi ichi ipo nyenge nkandira mchanya mumpepo. Ichi ichi lijekari koseka kuchita na ichi. Ichi ichi kujivira cheka, dingongono ya chuta kububitukiranga mumoyo.
Why would a man leave a thing like that to join into a system is more than what I could say. I don't need any string or eggs, I don't need it.
Kasi muntu wale kerengechi chindu ngati icho, kutu wakanjire ya mdondomeko, nchikuru kuruska icho ine ningamanya kuyuoya. Ichi ndachi kusoveka saru sa kumimitira, ichi ndachi kusoveka ichi.
It does not need to be the, doesn't need to depend on local rains for its filling. It's full all the time. Amen.
Ichi ntachi kusoveka kuti chigo. Ntachi kusoveka kuti chigomezge pavula ya mchigava kuti ichi chizure. Ichi nchakuzura nyingo zose. Amen.
Man, I guess I'm just down in the dumps today. Oh my.
Muntu, ine nkwapulika iwa wakuti. Ine ntilinkanira pasi munyakasi mwanyauno. Oh my.
Oh, I'm glad to be living in the presence of God. Whether things are going right or not right, He's my life. Amen. He's our life. He's the life, the abundant life. Yes, sir.
Oh, ine ndire wokondwa kuti ngukhala pa nthazi pa chiuta. Kwali vindu kwenda makora panji vili makora chana. Iyo ndi umoyo wane. Amen. Iyo ndi umoyo witu. Iyo ndi umoyo. Umoyo wakuzara. Enya Bwana.
Is, and look what it does for us. It's a power and purity is within itself. It needs no priming from the cistern or any other system.
Ndipo, ndipo onani icho uu kutichitira ise. Kongono yake na weme virema icho cheka. Ichi ndachi kusoveka, kuchukumiska, kufuma, kutanki, panji ndondomeko inyake yiriose.
Somebody say, well, what's your fellowship card? Let's see if you're a good Baptist. I'll see if you got a card.
Munyake wakuti, inya, kasi katilako ura umimbara ndivichi. Lekani ise tiwane usange iwe ndi wa Baptist muweme. Ine ndi wanenge usange iwe ulinayo kadi.
A good Pentecostal, if you're one to two to three to serve, or whatever more. See, it doesn't need any priming. It's always a going. Yeah.
Panji, panji, wa Pentecost muweme. Usange iwe ndi wa oneness, two-ness, three-ness. Panji, panji, inyake, inandi. Wanani, ichi ndachi kusoveka kuchikumisika kulikose. Ichi nyango zose ncha moyo, inya.
You know, I used to have this old cistern. I had to pour water down there and prime and prime and prime this old sucker pump to get it out of there.
Ime mkumanya, ine nkabanaro tankira kare iri. Ine ngashitanga kutiramo maji mura, na kuchikumisika, na kuchikumisika, na kuchikumisika, na pump ya kare iyi ya kukapira. Kuti ndikafumiske aga kufuma umo.
You know, pour some more water in it, just pour a bunch of bugs and things in to pump out bugs and things. That's just about the way some of these systematic revivals is.
Ime mkumanya, kujurira maji ganyake ganandi muiri, ndipo mukatika waka guru la vibenene na vintu mwenemura. Kuti ndipo pere kuwaro vibenene na vintu. Umo wapafufupi ndi mosiriri ndondumeko zinyake izi za visisimuso.
But thank God, there is a fountain filled with
light. Oh, hallelujah. where sinners plunge beneath the flood. You don't make church members, you make Christians out of them when they come to that fountain.
Kweni wangana chiuta, kuli mbwiwi ya kuzura na ndopa, uko wakonanga wakwenda kusi kwa jiga, ima nta mkuchita kupanga mamibara gampingo, ima mkupanga wa Kristu para iwo wafika kumbwiwi ira.
Why would you leave the fountain of living waters to drink at such a cesspool as that?
Kasi imwe mwire kerengechi mwiwi ya maji ya umoyo, kuti mkamwe mungando ya mnyakasi ngati ira.
No pumping up, this power is within itself. It needs no prime, and yes sir, for itself, its own life is in itself.
Kulije kupukusa, kongono zake ziri mwaichocheka, ichi ndachi kisoveka kuchikumisikika, inya bwana, pakuti ichocheka, umoyo wake yeka uri mwaichocheka.
That's why the seed of God is in a man's heart. The life of God is in the individual, not in the church, in you. It's in you. You're the one that has the germ of life in you.
Umo ndimo mbeu ya chuta yiriri mumtima wa muntu. Umoyo wa chuta uli mwa muntu payika payika. Ntamu mpingo. Mwa imwe. Uu uli mwa imwe. Imwe ndimwene uyu wali na mbeu ya umoyo mwa imwe.
Just one taste of it is convincing to all kinds of clergymen. Ask the Catholic priest, ask the Baptist, whatever it is.
Kuchilava waka kamoza, ichi nkwa kukorweska kumitundi yose ya baliska, mfumbani wa sembe wa katolika, mfumbani wa Baptist, wali yose uyo waliko.
Just one taste of this great fresh artesian water, I'm telling you, it's convincing that it's the truth.
Kuchilava waka kamoza chisime cha kububituka chikuru ichi cha maji ya freshi. Ine ngu mpalirani ime. Ichi nja kukoroshka kuti uu ndi unenesko.
Your hungry soul, anyhow, it's convincing to the thirster, anyhow. Now, if you're not thirsting, this little Baptist, he wasn't thirsting to begin with. But when he got thirsty, the water tasted awful good.
Uzima winu wanjara mtawairi yose. Ichi nja kukoreska kuwa nyota mtuwa hiri yose. Sono usange imwe mulije nyota. Wababitisi mchoko uyu, uyu wakabavye nyota kufuma pa kuyamba. Kweni pariyo wakati wava na nyota, maja kunowa makora chumene.
That's right, but you've got the thirst, the blessed thirst that Jesus called out. Blessed are you when you do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for you shall be filled.
Uo ndi unenesko. Kweni ime mkwenda na kuwa na nyota. Nyota ya kutumbikika. Umo Yesu wakachemera icho. Vakutumbikika ndime para ime mulinanjara na nyota ya urunji. Pakuti ime mkutenge.
Amen. Jesus said that, friend. Yes, sir. It's a blessed fountain to the thirsty.
Ndipo Yesu wakayoya icho bwezi. Inya bwana. Ii ndi mbwiwi ya kutumbikika kwa uyo wali na nyota.
Why should any want to swap it for a swamp?
Jifuwa uli mwenyake wa kumbenge kusindaniska ichi na chitapwi.
How would you like to swap an artesian well for a swamp water full of bugs and contaminations of all kinds of man-made theories which God said that adding one to his word or taking one of his words away, his part would be taken off of the book of life.
Kasi imwe mungatema uli kuti msindaniske chisimi cha ubibituka na maji ya mchitapwi. Gakuzura na vibenene na wanyakasi, wa mitundi yose, wa masambiro pavya uchiuta, gakupangika na muntu. Icho chiuta wakaiwa yakuti, kustazika kwa limoza kumazuki gake, panji kufumnyako limoza kumazuki gake, gawalake eliza mkufumisikikako kubuku la umoyo.
And when God promised that he'd vindicate this word in every generation, for the promises to you and your children, to them, for as many as the Lord our God shall call.
Ndipo para chuta wakati wala izga kuti iyo waza mkukosikira mazgo aga mumuiro uliwose. Pakuti pangano ndinu na wanaminu. Na iyo au varikutari. Wosa wafumi chuta witu waza mkuchema.
Why would you pump on some systematic pump that's been contaminated for years from some old manna?
Jifuwa uli imwe mkujumulenge pa pampu ya ndondomeko inyaki. Iyo hiri kunyaka skika pa virimika kufuma kumana ganyake kakare.
Maybe the man was all right. Nothing against it in the days of Martin Luther, in the days of this, the days of that, and the other reformers. Nothing about it. But that's manna that fell a long time ago.
Panji mana kakava makora waka. Palije cha kususukira ichi. mumazuvaga Martin Luther, mumazuvaga uyu na mazuvaga uyo, na avanyake vakusinda vintu, palije chakuba suska za ichi, kwenye awo ndi mana awo gakawa kare chumene.
If we notice in the Bible, they had to pick it up every day. They had to get new.
Usange ise tukona mbaiboro, kuti iwo wakashitanga kusora aga zuva lirose, iwo wakainara kuti watore gapsia.
After it got a little old, it rotted. It cannot rot without breaking down. It has to have bacteria in it or something to make it rot. We know that so.
Para iwo gakariska pachoko waka, iwo gakavunda, iwo gakavunda chara kwambala kuti ganangika, iwo kwenara kuva na bakteria muaga, panji chinyake chakuti, chakuti chipange iwo gafunde, iseti kumanya icho chirinteura.
And so is the system. After it lays out from one great revival to another, it gets contaminated. It gets full of bugs, and like a sister full of wiggle tails, as we used to call it. Little old bugs that wiggle in there.
Ndipo nteura ndimo siriri ndondomeko. Para ichi chakara apo kufuma kuchisimuso chimoza chikuru, kuruta kuchimoza chinyake. Ndipo ichi chikunangika na kuzura na vibenene. Ndipo ngati tanki la kuzura na mporozi. Umoise tikachemeranga ichi. Tuvibenene choko choko pa choko uto tukubirinkinyuka mwene mura.
And that's what's the matter so many people's experience today. They're just full of wiggle tails. Wiggling from one to other, telling tales that ain't got no truth in it at all.
Ndipo icho ndicho chikuchitika na vyakubachitikira vandu vanande chomene mwanya uno. Iwomba kuzura waka na minyororo, kupiringinyukanga kufuma kugamosa kuruta kugamosa, na gamosa kuruta kuganyake. Kuyoyanga nkani izo nta ziri na UNESCO muichi na pachoko pose.
That's right, wiggling out of one into another. I was a Methodist, I joined a Baptist, I was a Catholic, I went to be this, I went to be that. It's just wiggle tails. Oh, forget the whole thing and come to the fountain. Hey, man, the artesian well, the ever-living presence of Christ.
Uondi UNESCO, kubiringinyukanga kufuma muumoza kunjira muunyake. Ine nkavako Methodist, ine nkajoina Baptist, ine nkavako Katolika, ine nkaruta kuhu, ine nkaruta kukava uo, ndi minyororo waka. Oru waniko chindu chose, ndipo saninge kumbwiwi. Amen. Chisimi chakubibituka, uvapo wambla kumara wa Kristu.
I believe him to be the inexhaustible fountain of life. More you get from him, the fresher it gets, and the colder it gets, and the better it gets, and the sweeter it tastes.
Ine nkumgomezga iyo kuva mbwiwi ya umoyo ya mbla kukamuka. Munandi mukuma kufuma kwa iyo, wakuzgoka wa freshi, ndipo wakuzgoka wakuzizima, ndipo wakuva muweme, ndipo wakunowa pa kumlava.
I've been serving you now for 33 years, and it's each day grows still sweeter than it was the day before. He said, you would never thirst if we drank in this water. Notice how great it is.
Ine nakara nkumtumikira iyo sono pa virimika satefiri. Nipo zivaliri rose rikusikoka lakunowa kuruska umo kukawira mairo. Ine ntandiri iyo wakayoya kuti imwe nta muza mkuwa na nyota usange ise tika mwako majiaga. Unani ukuru umo ichi chiriri.
Oh, Israel did as many do the day. They left the fountain of living waters to go dig themselves cisterns.
Oh, Israeli wakachita ngatindumo vanandi wakuchitira mwanyauno. Iwo wakaireka mbwiwi ya maji ya umoyo. Kutivarute kukajijimira iwo vene matanki.
Now, speaking of grace just for a moment, what the grace of God.
Sono, kuyoyanga za uchizi pa kanyingo waka, icho ndi uchizi wachivuta.
We got laws and bylaws, and if you don't measure up to this standard, I got a religious measuring stick. If you don't measure just up to that, you can't come in, and so forth.
Ise tirina malango na tumarango. Ndipo sanga imwe ntamu kukura kufika kumlingo uu. Ine ndirina kakuni kakupimira usopi sopi. Usanga imwe ntamu kukura kufika kweicho. Ime mkwenda kuti mufike. Imwe ntamu njirenge na vinyake nteura.
But God saves us by grace, not by measuring stick thing.
Kwene chivuta ukutipondoska ise na uchizi. Ntana kakuni kakupimira. Mkuona?
But God, speaking of grace, now, just how this happened to take place, drinking from him, from this measuring stick.
Kwene chivuta kuyoyanga za uchizi sono. Umoichi chikachitikira kudichiveko. kumwanga kwa iyo, kufuma kukakuni aka kakupimira.
Murmuring Israel, watch, he said, and I will visit you again. Notice in the scripture, notice he's going to try them to visit them again.
Kungunguta, Israeli wa kungunguta, wanani, iye wakati, ndipo ine ndiza mkumiendera niso imwe, wanani mumalemba, wanani, iyo wasa mkubayeza iwo, kuti wabayendereso iwo.
Murmuring Israel at the Red Sea was invited to follow him through the stagnated Egyptians' water to be a free people.
Israeli wakunguta panyanja iskwesi, wakachemeka kuti wamrondezke iyo kujumpa mumaji kakunangika gavina Egupto, kuti vabe vantu vanangwa.
Naked was a slave. They was invited to come over to be a free people with him. Come out through the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea, the Red Sea rather. Come out through that to go into a wilderness to bring a separation between them and the impersonators, trying to impersonate it without circumcision.
Iwo vakavavazga. Iwo vakachemeka kuti vayambukire kusirga kuti vakavivantu vanangwa na iyo. Kufuma kujumpa nyanja ya kufwa, nyanja ya kufwa. Nyanja iskwesi mpanyiko. Kufuma kujumpa ira kuti vanjire mumapopa. Kuti wakapangiske mpatukano pakatikati pa iwo na wakukopera kuyesganga kukopera ichi kwa mbura ukotori.
Oh, that's what caused the trouble. Every one of them perished right in the sea. Pharaoh and his army.
Oh, icho ndicho chikaimbiska susgo. Waliose wa iwo wakafira nkanira mumapo. Panji nkanira mnyanja, Pharaoh na mkondo wake.
They've seen human beings walking by supernatural power. So they come back around and tried to impersonate that without being included in the blessing. And when they did, they perished. It's carnal comparison.
Iwo wakawona vantu wakwendera nkongono ya uzimu. Ntewura iwo wakabarondezga kunyuma ndipa wakayezga kukopera icho. Kwa mbla kuwa wakuchemekera mutumbiko. Ndipo para iwo wakadebachita, iwo wakamara. Ndi chiringanizgo cha kutupi.
A man that tries to do that, try to impersonate something, then he is making a carnal comparison of a real Christian.
Muntu uyo kuyezga kuchita icho, kuyezga kukopera chinyake, ntawura iyo wakupanga chirenganizgo cha kutupi cha mkristu mweneko.
My Indian brother there knows that come up around Bombay and you see the people there, the Hindus and so forth, laying on spikes and walking on glass and walking in fire to show what they can do and things like that.
Mbare wane mwenye apo kumanya icho. Mutirondole kubombei ndipo imwe mamkuona vantu kura. Vahindu na vanyake ntiura. Vakugona pa mikondo na pa kuyendanga pa magarasi na kuyendanga pa moto. Kulongora icho iwo vangachita na vintu ngati.
That's carnal impersonations of some man back in the jungle there is doing that to sacrifice for his God.
Uko ndi kukopera kwa kutupi kwa mtumi yake kare mtengere kura wakuchitra icho kusembe ya chivuta wake.
We find that amongst all religious life, carnal impersonation, somebody trying to be like the other.
Ise tikuchisanga icho pakati pa umoyo wose usopisopi kukopera kwa kutupi mnyake kuyesiganga kubangati mnyake.
There's only one example you're to be like, that's like Jesus Christ who was the Word. And then when the Word of God comes to you to be the same way.
Kuri chere zgero chimoza pera, icho imwe mkwenera kuwa ngati ndicho. Icho ndi kuwa ngati Yesu Kristu, uyo wakava mazgo. Ndipo ntewura para mazgo chuta gafika kwa imwe, ichi chivenge ngati mwenemura.
But God led them right on to the promised land anyhow.
Kwene chuta wakavarongo zgera iwa nkanira kucharu cha pangano mtowa iriose.
They found also every tank. When they started through the wilderness in their journey, now after they had separated, they found out that every tank was dry to them.
Iwo wakasanga kuti, tanki lirirose, para iwo wakati wawiyamba kujumpa mapopa mulendo wawo sono, para iwo wakati wapatukana, iwo wakasanga kuti tanki lirirose rikawara kukamuka kwa iwo.
And you'll find the same thing, brother, when you start this journey to the promised land. You'll find doors closed.
Ndipo imwe msangenge chindu chinchira mbali para imwe mauyamba ulendo uu kuruta kucharu cha pangano. Imwe msangenge mirigango nja kujarika.
Like that little preacher said, an Anglican or whatever he was, and the first thing you know, his church turned him out. As soon as he had so many received the Holy Ghost, that was the end of it.
Ngati ndi mumparanski mchoko yura wakayoyera wa Anglikani, panji chirichose iyo wakava. Ndipo chini chakudanga imwe mkumanya, mpingo wake ukamkana iyo. Wonani, malinga iyo wakava na vanandi wakapokera msimu mtuwa, ura wakava umariro wa ichi.
And Israel found the same thing as examples in their journey to the promised land. The tanks were all dry.
Ndipo Israel wakasanga chindu chenechira ngati vierezgero mulendo wao kuluta kucharo chapangano. Matanki wose kakava kukamuka.
Yeah, their journey in obedience to his promised word, their journey in the tanks they found dry.
Inya. Ulendo wawo mukupulikira kumasuko yake kulayizikika. Ulendo wawo mumatanki iwo wakasanga ngakukamuka.
Now, they found the tanks could not be depended on for the journey.
Sono iwo wakasanga tanki, matanki ntanga kamanya kugumezikika pa ulendo.
And if you're going to journey in obedience to the God, word of God and try to join this and join that, you're going to find out the end a tank in the world that will support it. Not at all.
Ndipo sanga ime muyendenge ulendo mukupulikira kumasku kachivuta. Na kujezika kujoina ichi na kujoina icho. Ime msanga ngekuti ntali liko tanki mcharu ilo olifirenge ichi. Chara kulije.
You are an individual. God leads you just the way he wants to lead you. Then we have found the same thing today and all tanks are dried up.
Ime ndi mameka. Chivuta kumlongosikani imwe umo iyo kukumbira kumlongosikani imwe. Ntewura ise tirukusanga chindu chenichira mwenye uno. Ndipo matanki wose gari kukamuka.
But the promises are always true to God who will keep his promise to his people. He promised to supply all they had need of, so he did that.
Kwene pangano nyengo zose nganeneska kwa chivuta uyo wasungenge pangano lake kubantu wake. Iyo wakalaizika kuzakapereka vyose, iyo wakasoverwa. Ntewora iyo wakachita icho.
In the midst of the empty dry tanks, just think of it, and complaining Israel in the desert in their journey.
Mkatikati mwagamwazi, matanke kukamuka, gananganani waka zaichi. Na Israel wakusinginika mumapopa mulendo wawo.
He called his servant leader, the prophet Moses, out to one side and opened up a fountain of living water by a smitten rock. So his believing children would not perish.
Iyo wakamchema mlongozi wanchito wake mprofeti Moses kuruta kurwandi limoza. Ndipo wakajura mbwiwi ya maji ga umoyo mujarawe la kutimbika. Makuti wanawake wakugomezika waleke kutaika.
In this day, that speaks of grace to me. We are undeserving. The way that we've done, the way that we've lived, we're undeserving.
Mnyango iyi, icho chikuyoya za uchizi kwa ine. Ise ndise vambura kwenerera. Umoise tiri kuchitira. Umoise tukukarira. Ise ndise vambura kwenerera.
But God, in this day, like right here this morning, look, to Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Catholic and all, he has opened up a fountain.
Kwene chivuta mnyango iyi, ngati ndinkhanira apa mlenje uwu, wonani, kuva Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Katolika na wose, iyo wajura mbwiwi.
Hebrews 13 proves this, that he is the same yesterday, today and forever.
Vaibere 13 wakusimikizgira ichi, kuti iyo ndi mwenyura mairo mwanyauno na miraira.
So, if makes true John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Teora ichi, ichi chikumupanga mneneska Yohani 3:16. Pakuti chiuta wakati machomene charu, makuti wakapereka mwana wake yeka pera wakubabika, kuti uyo yose wakugomezika maiyo waleke kutaika, kwenye wamena umoyo wambura kumara.
And it was lifted up for a compound reason because the people were murmuring and sinning and they were snake bitten and they were dying and for their forgiveness of their sins and the healing of their sickness.
Ndipo hii kakwezikeka pa vifukwa viviri. Chifukwa vantu vaka ngungutanga na kushitanga kwa nanga. Ndipo hiyo vaka rumiwanga na njoka. Ndipo hiyo vaka fuanga. na kuchigokero kuza kwa nanga zao na matirisho ga maurwari gao.
And that's the same fountain that's open to us today for our salvation and for our healing, physical healing. For he's the same yesterday, today, forever.
Ndipo iyo ndi mbwiwi yanira iwanja kujurika kwa ise mwanyauno. Kuchipono siko chitu na machirisko itu. Kuchisikika kutupi. Pakuti iyo ndi mwanevira mairo mwanyauno na mjira ira.
And when the rock that was smitten by the promised word of God had commanded, it was given forth gushers of pure, clean water, not stagnated, not contaminated, but God's own presence, pure water, and saved all the drink.
Ndipo parajarawe iro likatimbika na mazga chuta kapangano, wakati wanangula, ili likafumya kapungupungu wa maji ya weme na kakutowa, ntaga kunangika, ntaga unyakasi, kweni uvapo wa chuta yeka. Maji ya weme, ndipo igo kakaponoske wose awo wakamwa.
Now we know that's true because we read it in the Old Testament as a type.
Sono ise tikumanya kuti uo ndi unenesko, chufuwa ise tangubazika ichi mchipangano chakari ngati chiringanizgo.
Now, you did not have to pull it, pump it, join it, go into the seminary to learn how to use it.
Sono ime ntama mkainera kuchiguza ichi, kuchipukusa ichi, kujoinako ku ichi, kuruta kuseminari kudi mkasambire umamunga guriskira nchito ichi.
They'll tell you how to use it there, see. Oh, well, if you have received the Holy Spirit, we believe that. But so you do it this way.
Iwo wangu mkuparirani ime kula umo munga guriskira nchito ichi wanani. Oh, inya, ime usange ime mapokera mzimu mtuwa. Isete kugomezika icho. Kweni nteura ime mchite ichi mtuwa iyi.
But you see, there's no control of it. You don't use the Holy Spirit uses you. See, you're not to use the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit got you.
Kweni ime wanani, kulije kulamulika kuichi. Ime nta mkugwiriska nchito mzimu mtuwa. Mzimu mtuwa wako mkugwiriska nchito ime wanani. Wanani ime nta mkwenda nakuti mkugwiriska nchito mzimu mtuwa. Mzimu mtuwa wakiza kwa ime.
A gift is not something you take like a knife and sharpen a pencil with it. It's yielding yourself to God and getting yourself out of the way so the Holy Spirit can use you.
Chewanangwa ntandi chinyake icho ime mkutora ngati chimai na kubajira pesuro na ichi. Ndi kujipereka mwavene kwa chuta na kujifumiapo mwavene pamaro makuti mzimu mtuwa wanga mgwiriskani nchito ime.
Notice. They never had to pump it or pull it, or they never had to ask, now, how do we use this water? Because they know how to use it, they were thirsty. They know what to do with it.
Wanani, iwantava kachita kuchipukusa ichi, panji kuchiguza ichi. Panji iwantava kachita kufumba. Sono kasi ise tika gwiriskenge uli maji aga. Chifukwa, iwo wakamanya umo iwo wangaka gwiriskira nchito igo. Iwo wakabana nyota. Iwo wakamanya chakuti wangachita na iwo.
And so is a man or a woman. What, regardless of what creed or denomination he belongs to.
Ndipo nteura ndi mwaliri mwanarumi panji mwanakazi vichi. Kwa mla kupirera kasi ngwa chigomezike uli panji ngwa bungwe uli sopi sopi.
If he's thirsting for God, he don't have to run back to seminary like this Anglican brother did or British brother last night. Have to go back and consult how to the Anglican church, how I must use this great gift he's got speaking in tongues, and how I must do this. They kick him out to begin with. See?
Usanga iyo wali na nyota ya chuta. Iyo ntaa wakuenera kuruta kuseminari. Ngandu mbali uyu wa Anglican wakachitira. Panji mbali waku Britain usiku wa mara. Wakuenera kuruta na kukafumba kachitiro kumpingu wa Anglican. Umo iyo wangagwiriskira nchito cha wanangwa chikuru icho iyo walinacho. Kuyo wayanga maririme na umo iyo wangachitira ichi. Iwo mbweno wamisazgenge iyo kufuma pa kuyamba. Mkuona?
He was thirsty, so God just filled him. That's all there is to it. It's thirsting and then he just filled.
Iyo wakabana nyota. Ndeura chuta wakamumweska waka iyo. Ndicho cheka chiriko kuichi. Ndikubana nyota. Ndipo nteura iyo wakumweskani waka.
You don't have to have any control. Somebody tell you what to do with it. God leads each individual in the way he wants you to do.
Ime ntamu kwenye nakuwa na kulamulirika kulikose. Munyake wampalirani ime chakoti ime muchite na ichi. chuta wakumlongozikira wali yose paika paika mu umwaiyo kumbira kuti imwe mchite.
You are an individual yourself. You are a part of God. Nobody can take your place.
Imwe ndimwe muntu pamweka. Imwe ndimwe gawa la chuta. Kulije mnyake wangatola maroginu.
And there's no way I have to go to somebody and say, now I have to do this with it or I have to do that with it. No, sir. God uses it the way that he wants to. When you're thirsty, you know enough to drink.
Ndipo nthavi ngachitika kuti muchite kuruta kwa minyake na kuti sono. Ine nkwenda na kuti ndichite ichi kugwisika nchito ichi. Panji ine nkwenda na kuti ndichite icho kugwisika nchito ichi. Chara bwana, chiuta kugwisika nchito ichi umo iyo wakukumba kuchitira. Para ime mwalina nyota, ime mkumanya ganga mkwana kuti mumwe.
If you're thirsty this morning, drink from it. That's all you have to do.
Nipo sanga ime mwalina nyota mlenji u imwani kuichi, ndiyo cheka ime mkwenera kuchita.
God had provided a way for their thirst. The thirsty children to partake freely of himself.
Chuta kanosikira ntowa kunyota yao. Vana vanyota kuti vamwe kolele kufuma kwa iyo yeka.
And God's provided a way for every man and woman this morning who's hungered and thirst.
Ndipo chuta onosikira ntowa mwanalumi na mwanakazi wali yose mlenje uu. Uyo wali na njala na nyota.
Perhaps there's people sitting here who's never been saved. There's people sitting here who's on the verge of being saved.
Panji valimo vandu wakaramuno. Nta vali kuponoskeka. Muli vandu wakaramuno au wakara pachoko kuti waponoskeke.
These people here sitting here as church members. You want to do right. But you're drinking from a tank. They'll never tell you these truths.
Muli vandu muno. Wakaramuno ngati mamimbara gampingo. Ime mkukumba kuti mchite makura. Kwene ime mkumwa kutanki. Iwo nta baza mkumparelani ime maunenesko aga.
The only thing to come is take the promise of God and come to that fountain. Then he'll quench the thirst. He that drinks from this fountain shall never thirst again.
Chindu chikapera kuti mwize torani pangano la chiuta na kuiza kumbiwira. Teura iyo wa mazgenge nyota. Iyo mwene uyo wakumwa pambiwi iyi nta waza mkupulikaso nyota.
Notice now. How he liberated is one to receive this water by grace and not by a system or cistern of education. He vindicates his word is a life-giving resource.
Wana ni sono umo iyo waka umbolera vake au waka pokelera majiaga mauchizi. Ndipo nta mandondomeko panji tanki la masambiro. Iyo waka kuzgera mazgu yake ndimaro waka kupereka umoyo.
How many in here knows that you receive life when you've taken that word in his water? Just you know that you receive life.
Kasimbalinga muno mkumanya kutimwe mkapokera umoyo, palimwe mkati matora masukugara na majigake, mkumanya waka kutimwe mwuri kupokera umoyo.
Let's take just another example or two, and I'm going to close just in a moment. I must have that button somewhere, but notice, I just keep talking, but I don't mean to do it.
Tieni titole inyama chirezgero. Chirezgero waka chinyake panji viviri. Ndipo pamanyuma ine jarenge mkanyengo. Ine mkwenye nakuti ndiri na batani rira pamaruga nyake. Kwenye wanani, ine mkurutirira waka kuyoyanga. Kwenye ine ntang kunganamula kuchitaichi.
Look, let's take for an example just a couple people. Let's take the woman at Jacob's sister, a dug well.
Wanani, tienti tole machirezgero vandu vachoko waka. Tienti tole mwanakazi patanki la Jacob chisime cha kuchita kujima.
There she was sitting there. That's all the woman knows. Was this cistern where she come to get water.
Kula iyo wakakara hapo. Ndijo cheka mwanakazi wakamanyapo. Lika watanki ilo uko iyo wakiza kuzakateka maji.
And over against the well she found in the little panoramic there a man sitting there, a Jew. And she was a Samaritan. It's the city of Sychar.
Ndipo kusirga pafupi na chisimi iyo wakasanga. Mkuoneka makora pachoko kura. Mwanarumi wakakara apo miyuda. Ndipo iyo wakawa msamaria. Ndi msumba wasukure.
And we find out that this man, this Jew, spoke an unusual word to this woman. Said, bring me a drink.
Ndipo ise tusanga kuti mwanarumi uyu miyuda uyu. Wakayoya mazuka chirendo kumwanakazi uyu wakati. Nditolele maji ine ndimwe.
She said, now we have segregation. It's not right for you to ask me a question like that. You being a Jew and me a Samaritan.
Iyo wakayoya sono. Ise tikusangana mtundu. Ichi nta nchiweme kwa ime kuti mtifumbe ine fumbo ngati iro. Ime pakuwa miuda ndipo ine msamaria.
He said, but if you knew who you were talking to, you'd ask me for a drink. And I'd give you waters that you don't have to come to this cistern to drink it. Be a well of water, spouting up in
Iyo wakati, kwenye usange iwe ukamanyenge uyo iwe ukumyo yesika, iwe ntena wandiromba ine kakuma, ndipo ine ndikupenge iwe maji kuti iwe ntau kwenye nakwiza kutanki ili kuzakama. Chiwenge chisimi cha maji kububitu kanga ma iwe.
Notice, when she found that this proved to be the truth. Now, first, any man could have said that. But she said, you say worship in the Jerusalem and we worship this mountain.
Onani para iyo wakasanga kuti ichi chikasimikizga kuwa unenesko. Sono chakudanga mundu waliose ntena wakayoya icho. Kwenye iyo wakati, ime mkuti mkusopa Yerusalemu, ndipo ise tukusopa mpiri iri.
He said, salvation is of the Jews. We know what we believe. But said, let me tell you one thing, in words like this.
Iyo wakati, chiponosko nchawa yuda, ise tukumanya icho, ise tukugomezga. Kwenye iyo wakati, leka ine ndikupalire iwe chinichimoza mumazgu ngati aga.
Neither in this mountain or at Jerusalem, for times coming when the man shall worship God in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such.
Ntamu piri ili panji ku Yerusalemu. Nyengwe kwiza apo mundu waza mkumsopa chihuta mumzimu na munenesko. Pakuta dada wakupenja banteura.
He said, go get your husband and come here. Watch, here it proved it. Here show what fountain she was at.
Iyo wakati, ruta wakatole mfumu wako ndipo mkize kuno. Unani, apa ichi chikasimikizgira ichi. Apa pakurungura chisimi icho iyo wakavapo.
Said, go get your husband. Come here. She said, I don't have any husband. He said, you said the truth.
Wakati, ruta wakatole mfumu wako ndipo mkize kuno. Iyo wakati, ine ndirije mwanarumi wariose. Iyo wakati, iwe wayo wayo unenesko.
She looked like it was a plain contradiction to what he had asked her and said, go get your husband.
Wanani ichi chikaboneka ngati kukawa kususkana pakweru kwa icho iyo wakamfumba iyo. Ndipo wakati, ruta wakatole mfumu wako.
Said, I have no husband. Said, you've said the truth. Said, because you've had five and the one you're living with now is not yours.
Wakati, ine ndirije manarumi. Wakati, iwe waya waya unenesko. Wakati, chifuwa iwe ukawaponao five. Ndipo imoza uyo iwe ukaranayo sono ngwako chara.
Watch that woman, how different from the priest of that day.
Mwanani mwanakazi yura umo wakapambanirana na masembe banyengo ira.
The priest of that day seen that same thing happen and said, that's a devil. Telepathy or a Beelzebub. See, they failed to see the word promising that.
Masembe banyengo ira wakawona chindu chenichira chikuchitika ndipo bakati. Icho nchivanda kubazga maringaliro. Panji berezebure. Onani. Iwa wakatundeka kuona mazgu kukula iziganga icho.
But that little woman was better versed in the scripture and the priest.
Amen. Kwenye mwanakazi mchoko yura wakamanya makora mavesi mumaremba kuruska wasembe mnyake waliose.
She said, sir, I perceive that you're a prophet. We haven't had one for 400 years. That's a Malachi.
Iyo wakati, bwana, ene nkona kutimwe ndime mprofeti. Isi nta tirikuwapo nayo yumoza pa verimika 400 kufuma pa Malaki.
But said, we have looked for one and we know there's one coming, the Messiah. And when he comes, this will be what he'll do. Jesus said, I'm he.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Kweni wakati, isi tikulindika yumoza. Ndipo isi tikumanya waliko yumoza wakwiza Mesia. Nipo para iyo wafika, ichi zamkuwa icho iyo wazamkuchita. Yes, wakati, inendina iyo. Amen.
Did you notice? She left her bucket at Jacob's cistern, run down into the city full of an artesian well. She'd seen it perfectly vindicated, and he was that fountain. Let me introduce her to you.
Kasi imwe manguona, iyo wakaireka ndo yake patanki la Jacob, wakachimbirira mumsumba, wakuzura na chisimi cha kububituka. Iyo wakachuona ichi kukosgeka ndende, ndipo iyo wakawa mbwiwira ya umoyo. Lekani nindi mrongore iyo kwa imwe.
She left that when it was proved to be the word of life. She left it and had discovered that the same rock that was smitten in the wilderness was proven to be present then.
Iyo wakachileka chira. Para iyo wakasimikizgika kuti wakaba masguga umoyo. Iyo wakachileka ichi. Nipo wakasanga kuti jarawele nilira. Iro likatimbika mumapopa. Likasimikizgika kuti likaba penepara.
Let me say that same God that was in the days gone by that we speak so much of, he's present here now.
Lekani ine ndiyo oye. Ulichuta mwene yura uyo wakawako mumasuba kakale. Uyo ise tukumyooya chomene. Iyo walipano sono.
Not by some theological understanding, but by a personal knowledge of his vindication that he had poured out in this last days the Holy Spirit upon his church.
Ntamu kapulikisikiro kanyake kabia uchiuta. Kwenye pa kuchita kumanya pa weka kwa kukosikira kwake kudi iyo wasa mkupungura mumasuwa ga umaliru aga. Musimu mtuwa pa mpingo wake.
He is not a I was. He is still the I am. Present tense, always.
Iyo ntandi, ine nkawako. Iyo wachari, ine ndine. Nyengo ya sono, nyengo zose.
Then, the cistern lost its taste. And so does every man who ever falls into the power of God by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the denominational systems lose their taste.
Pamanyuma tanki likabasori we mechara. Nipo nteura ndimo kuchitira mtu waliose uyo wanjira mkongone ya chivuta na wababatizo wa mzimu mtuwa. Ndondomeko za bungwe risopsopi zikubaso ziwe mechara.
You don't want more of that stagnated frogs and lizards and bugs and so forth. You're drinking from a fountain that's fresh and pure. The word of God fresh every hour in your soul.
Imwe ntamu kukumbaso chelichose chavachure vakwanangika na mitondoli na vibenene na vinyake nteura. Imwe mukuma kumbwiwi iyo anja freshi na ya kutowa. Mazu kachuta aga freshi oradirose muzima winu.
The same as now, when the word has been proven to be the truth. Taste and see if it's not right.
Chimozi mozi ngati sono. Para mazgu, kasimikizika kutindi unenesko. Lavani ndipo mwone usanga ichi ichiri makora chara.
Though the cistern had served us well, served his time well. But you see, the fountain of life was there. Not Jacob's well no more for spiritual drinking.
Nangawuri tanki rikatumikira chisime chake. Rikatumikira nyengo yake makora. Kwenye ime wanani, mbiwi ya umoyo ikaba penipara. Ntachi simi cha Jacob, ngo, kumangapo kwa uzimu.
What they thought they drank from that well, it would be all right. But now the fountain of life itself is setting there.
Icho iwo waka ganagana, usange iwo wakama kufuma mchisimichira, chifukwa kuwenge makora waka. Kwenye sono mbiwi ya umoyo iyo yene ikaba apo.
Now we don't need systems and organizations that we have. We're at the end time.
Sono ise nda tukusoweka ndondomeko na mabungwe ya sopsopi au ise tikabanago. Ise tirikunyengo ya umariro.
And God promised in this end time the things that he would do and we see it fulfilled to the word.
Ndipo chivuta wakalaizga mnyengo iyo ya umariro. Vindu hivyo iyo waza mkuchita. Ndipo ise tikuona ichi chikufisikika kumasgu.
We hear the man of military might stand up and shivering and saying that something sticks to happen. We feel the Holy Spirit warning us that something sticks to happen.
He said, kumpulika mundu wankongono za usirikari wa imirira, na kumbabantanga, na kuyoyanga. Iwo, chinyake chiripafupi kuchitika. He said, kumpulika mzimu mtuwa wakutchenjezga, he said, kutichinyake chiripafupi kuchitika.
We see everything set in order. Then leave that system and come to the fountain. Yes, sir, served his purpose. But now she was face to face with the fountain itself.
He said, kuona chirichose chakara marugake. Ntewura yirekani ndondomeko ira ndipo zaninge kumbwiwi. Enya bwana. Chikabira nchito yake. Kwene sono iyo wakawa maso na mbwiwi iyo yene.
In John 7:37-38, Jesus said in the last days of the Feast of the Tabernacle, what did he say? If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. Right in a bunch of theologians.
Johannes 7:37-38, Yesu wakayoya mumasuwa ga umariro gachipikiro chakachisi, kasi iyo wakayoya vichi, usenge mundu mnyake wale na nyota, lekani iyo wafike kwa ine, ndipo wamwe, nkanira muguru laba kusambira vya uchiwuta.
If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. For the scriptures have said, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.
Usange mtu mnyake wali na nyota, lekani ofike kwa ine ndipo wamwe. Pakuti malemba gari kuyoya, kufuma nkanira mkati mwa muntu, muzamkenda mironga ya maji ya umoyo.
There's the living fountain. That's the fountain that the people forsaken today. For the creed they have forsaken the fountain of living water.
Apo pare mbwiwi ya umoyo. Iyo ndi mbwiwi iyo vantu vaikana mwenye uno. Chifukwa cha vigomezgo, iyo vali kuikana mbwiwi ya maji ya umoyo.
Let me introduce you to him. He to me, and I'm closing. He to me is that fountain that saved Hagar's life and the child when they were dying in the woods.
Lekani ine ndi mwonesikani imwe kwa iyo. Iyo kwa ine. Ndipo ine nkujara. Iyo kwa ine ndi mbwiwira. Iyo ikaponoska umoya wa Hagara na mwana. Apo iyo wakafuanga mu mapopa.
I believe he is that rock. In Isaiah 32, he's that rock in a weary land. He's a shelter in a time of storm.
Ine nkukomeska iyo ndi jarawirira mu Yesaya 32. Iyo ndi jarawirira mu charo cha kufoka. Iyo ndiko kutavira mnyengo ya chimpepo.
Zechariah 13, he is the fountain that's opened in the house of David for sin. I believe him to be that, don't you?
Zechariah 13, iyo ndimbwiwi iyo nja kujurika mnyumba ya Davidi kukwananga. Ine nkugomezga iyo kubaicho. Mkuchita chara imwe.
In Psalms 36:9, he is David's fountain of life. He is the still waters of David and the green pastures. He is the water by the brookside.
Mumasalimo 36:9, iyo ndi mbwiwi ya Davidi ya umoyo. Iyo ndi maji ya kudama ga Davidi. Na miskambo ya kubiriwira. Iyo ndi maji mpepete mamronga wa Davidi.
In Genesis 17, he's Abraham's nursing breast, El Shaddai.
Mugenze 17, iyo ndi bere la kongako Abraham, El Shaddai.
So when his life has gone from him, still he, God said, a man of 100 years old, how will this thing be? I'm old. My wife is old. How can these things be? He said, I am El Shaddai.
Kwenye para moyo wake ukati wafumamu maiyo, ndipera iyo, chiuta wakayoya. Manarumi wavirimika 100 vya kubadwa. Kasi chindu ichi chiza mkuba kuhuli. Ine ndine mchekuru, muruwane ndi mchekuru. Kasi vindu ivi vinga wakuhuli, iyo wakati. Inendine El Shaddai.
Now El is the and Shaddai is breast and Shaddai is plural, which means I am the breasted God.
Sono El ndi wa. Ndipo Shaddai ndi bere. Ndipo Shaddai ndi vinandi. Icho chikunganamula inendine chiuta wa mabere.
Like a baby that's fretting and it's sick and strength is gone from it. Lean upon the mother's bosom and nurse its strength back.
Ngati bonda yoksuzga ndipo orwara, ndipo nkongono zake zafumamu maiko. Wakuye gamira pachifuwa cha mama na kuonka kwezikiramu nkongono zake.
Sure, not only when it's nursing, it's sitting fretting no more at the mother's breast, it's satisfied why it is getting its strength.
Nadi, ntaa popira, para iko kakuonka, iko ntaa kakusuzgaso. Ndipo bere la mama, iko nkakukutira apo iko kakutora nkongono zake.
And any man that will take God's promise in his heart, that the promises to you and your children, them as far off as many as the Lord our God shall call, and lay right against that, and nurse your strength back, fretting child, believe it. It's for the believers.
Ndipo mundu wali yose uyu watu olenenge pangano la chiuta mumtima wake kuti, pangano ndino na manavino, iwo awo bali kutali. Wose awo fumu chivuta witu wazamkuchema. Na kuye gamira nkanira kuhicho. Na kuonga kwezikiramu nkongono zinu. Mwana wakusuzga. Gomezga ichi. Ichi nchawa kugomezga.
To the believer poet, I can think of many songs that the poet found. There was one of them said one time, he...
Kwa kugomezga mlembi wa mapowemu. Ine ningaganangana za sumusinandi izo mlembi wa mapowemu wakatisangira ise. Kukawa yumoza wa iwo wakayoya nyengo imoza. Iyo.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. When sinners plunge beneath the flood, lose all their guilty stain.
Kuli mbwiwi ya kuzura na ndopa kufuma kumisemba ya Emanueli. Para wakonanga wakoyenda kusi kwa jiga wakutaya uheni wa uwose.
That dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. There may I, though vile, see, wash all my sins away.
Wakuba wakafanga yura wakasekerera kuona mbwiwi yira mnyengo yake. Uko panji ina ya nangawuri ininga wa muheni yiku chapa kwa nanga kwa nekose.
Ever since by faith I saw that stream thy flowing wounds supply, redeeming love has been my theme and shall be till I die.
Ndipo kufumakare mwachipulikano nkatinda uona mronga ura, vironda vino vikupereka chitemwa cha ugombozi, chirikuwa chirato chane, ndipo chikalirirenge mpaka ine ndifwe.
To me he's the waters of the word of separation. It separates you from everything that's contrary to his word. That's the fountain I believe him to be. Yes, sir.
Kwa ine iyo ndi maji kamazge uga kupatulanya, awo uga kumpatulani imwe kuchirichose icho chikususkana na mazge gake. Ndiyo mbwiwi ina kukomezga iyo wali inyabwana.
It's the waters that separated me from man-made cisterns to the fountain of living water.
Icho ndi maji awo uga kandipatulaine kumatanki kupangika na muntu kufika kumbwiwi ya maji ka umoyo.
Oh, friend, you can just go on and on with the things that he is to us.
Oh, mubwezi, ene nenga chita waka, iwe ungamanya kurutirira waka na kurutirira na vindu ivyo iyo wali kwa ise.
He's Alpha, Omega, he's the begin, he's the end, he's he that was, which is, and shall come, he's the root and offspring of David, he's the morning star, he's my all in all.
Iyo ndi Alpha, Omega, iyo ndi Chiambi, iyo ndi umaliro, iyo ndi iyo uyo wakabako, uyo waliko, ndipo wasamkwiza. Iyo ndi msisi na mwana wa Davidi, iyo ndi nyenyezi ya mlenji, iyo ndi vyose vyane muvyose.
And brother, sister, if you haven't had just been drinking from this little man-made tank all your life, why not this morning forsake that tank and come to this fountain?
Ndipo mbare mlongosi, usangiwe nta ulikuvapo wakara ukumwa waka kufuma mutanki lichoko ili la kupangika na muntu, umoyo wako wose. Uli mlenje uu ulireke tanki ilo ndipo wize kumbwiwi iyi.
Let's bow our heads just a moment.
Tiene ise tindamiske mitu yitu kanyengo waka.
With your heads bowed.
Na mitu yinu ya kusindama.
To my opinion, the altar call. How many now?
Kukulingalira kwane, mwize kugua, kasimbalinga sono.
I was all nervous. I keep me too long. It made me chop my message to pieces. But I believe the Holy Spirit wants you to get what I mean.
Ine nkashita uficho mene. Ine, ndamsunga ninge imwe nyengwe itari chomene. Chandipangisika ine kudumula utenga wane moviduskwa. Kwene ine nkugumezika mzimu mtuva, wakukumba kutimu mpulike icho ine nkunganamura.
Look, there's nothing more important in this day than getting right with God. See, our dinners, whatever it is, the Lord is here. Now, I've only heard that about once in my life since this time.
Wanani kulije chinyake cha kuzirwa chomene mnyengo iyi kuruska kukara makora na chuta. Wanani, vya kuriga vitu, chirichose, chiriko, chirichose. Fumu yiripano. Sono ine ndiri kuchipulikapo icho pafufupi kamoza mumoyo wane kufumira nyengo iyi.
Now, all of you here, not how many, all of you here that wants to drink from that. Just stand up just a minute, just for prayer. God bless you. The Lord bless you.
Sono uli mose imwe muno, nta kasi mbalinga. Mose imwe muno awo wakukumba kuma kufuma kuicho, yimirirani waka minitipera kutitirombe. Chihuta wa mtumbikani imwe. Fumo ya mtumbikani imwe.
Now how many in here that's standing present now would say that by uplifted hand like this, God, move on me, just fill me, let me drink from this fountain.
Sono kasimbalinga mkati muno, awo vaimirira valimuno, vangamanya kuyoya, na woko ora kukwera mchanya ngati ntiura. Chivuta saninge kwa ine, ndizuzgeni waka ine, ndizomerezgeni ine ndimwe kumbwiwi iyi.
And I haven't done just what's right, but I want you to forgive me for it. I want you to wash away my sins and let me from this day just look.
Ndipo ine ntanda chitawaka icho nchiwemi, kwenye ine nkukumba ime kuti mungokere ine pa ichi. Ine nkukumba ime kuti mchape za kunangazane zimare. Ndipo ndizomerezgeni ine kufuma zuwa iri. Mbwenu, wanani waka, mwe.
Is a fountain.
Now that you, that's a Christian believer, you've accepted Christ as your personal Savior. But you have not as yet. Now, if you haven't, that's the fountain. The only one I know about is that fountain from Emmanuel's veins.
Sono chakuti imwe mwene imwe ndimwe mkristu wagomezga. Imwe mwamzomera kristu ngati mponosu winu mwene. Kwene imwe nta kufika apa muri. Sono sange imwe nta muri. Mbwiwi ndi iyo. Yumosapera ine nkumumanya ndi mbwiwi ira kufuma kumisemba ya Emanueli.
Now, and if many of you here, it's just like speaking the other night about this little eagle walking in the barnyard with the chickens. And he never knows nothing else but the chickens, but he knows there's something about him that's different from the chickens.
Sono ndipo sange vanandi wa ime muno. Chiringati waka umu ine nkaiwa iranga usiku unyake sakarombo kachoko ako kakaindanga mubaraza rachitupa pamoza na nkuku. Ndipo iko ntaka kamanyanga chirichose kupaturako nkuku. Kwenye iyo ikamanya kukabachi nyake za iyo chikabachakulekana na nkuku.
And then his mother come hunting him and she screamed from above. It was the eagle's call.
Ndipo pamanyuma mama wake wakiza kumupenjanga iyo. Ndipo iyo wakalira kufuma kuchanya kukawa kuchema kwa nombo.
See, he had to be an eagle to begin with, or he'd never recognize that call.
Wanani, iyo eke inera kuwa nombo kufuma hapa chiambi, panjiyo ntena ikamanya chara nchia moira.
See, there has to be something there germatized, or can never produce life.
Wanani, iyo, paku inera kuwa chinyake apo cha moyo, panji chintana chingapanga umoyo.
And if the seed, the word of God is in you, the Holy Spirit, you're now to germatize that and bring it to a reality to you.
Ndipo sange mbeu mazo ya chivuta gali mwaimwe, mzimu mtuwa walipano kuti waimezge iyo na kuipanga iye yeni yeni kwa imwe.
How many in here has not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Would you raise up your hands all around everywhere, just real honest, if you haven't received the Holy Ghost, and you'd like to, raise up your hand, wherever you are, just keep your hand up just a moment.
Kasi mbalinga munu ntavari kupokera wababatizi wa mzimu mtuwa, guli imwe mkwezge mchanya maoko inu. Wose zingirizge palipose, muweba neneske nkanira, usange ime ntamu lupokera mzimu mtuva, nipo ime mkukumba, kwezika ni mchanya ukulinu, palipose ime muli, ukulinu likalirire waka mchanya kanyingo waka.
Now I want you standing around and looking at them. I want somebody to lay your hands over on them. I believe right now the Holy Spirit will fill every one of you.
Sono ine mkukumba ime maimirira zingirizge, ndipo mkulavisika kwa iyo. Ine nkukumba mnyake kuti muvike maoko ino pa iyo. Ine nkukumezga sono ntena mzimtuva wanjirenge mwariyose wa ime uyo wakukumba uu.
Now, don't think about the food out there in the cafeteria. Let's think about this food here. This is one. This is life. See? This is life.
Sono le kane kuyangana za chakurga kuwano kura mrestaurant. Tiente kuyangana za chakurga ichi apa. Ichi ndi cheneko. Ichi ndi umoyo. Wanani. Ichi ndi umoyo.
Now, turn right around each one of you and lay hands on each other. And they laid their hands upon them.
Sono ngana mkilani nkanira kumariero waliose wa imwe, ndipo vikani maoko pa waliose, ndipo iwo wakabika maoko gao pa iwo.
Now, I want you to pray for that person. You got your hand. Now, don't think about going out. Don't think about nothing else. Just think right now, the Holy Spirit's here to fill each individual.
Sono ine ngukumba kuti imwe mumurombere muntu uyo imwe mwavikapo kolinu. Sono lekani kuganagana za kuruta kuwano, lekani kuganagana za chinyake chirichose. Ganaganani waka sono ntena, mzimtuwa walimuno kutu wanjire mwariose paika paika.
Open up your heart, dump all the cistern water out, and say, O fountain of life, come into me. Fill me, O Lord God, with thy goodness and mercy.
Jurani mtima winu, tayani majiose gamtanki, ndipo yoyani, au mbiwi ya umoyo, jirani mwaine. Njirani maine ofu mchuta na uweme na rusungurwinu.
Lord Jesus, that inexhaustible fountain, I pray God that you will fill each one of them. May the Holy Ghost fall here.
Fumu Yesu mbuira yambura kumara. Ine nkuromba chuta kutimwe mjirenge mwariose wa iwo. Nkuromba mzimumtua wafike muno.
I pray God that we'd forget all about anything else. That the Holy Spirit fall into the midst of us just now and will give to us that waters that life freely from everywhere.
Ine nkuromba chihuta kudise tiruwe vyose vya chirichose. Maudi mzimutuwa wafike pakati pitu. Sono ntena. Ndipo perekenge kwa ise majigara ga umoyo kwa ulere kufuma kulikose.
Grant it, O God, while the continuity of prayer and song blending together, Lord, knowing it's your presence, your divine presence. We want to come to the fountain. We want the real, genuine baptism with the Holy Ghost.
Perekani ichi o chuta. Apo kurutirira kwa rurombo na sumu vikuruka na pamoza fumu. Pakumanya icho ndi uwapo winu wa uzimu. Isete kukumba kuiza kumbwiwi. Isete kukumba weneko, ubabatizo weneko na mzimu mtuwa.
Lord, these people are praying for it. I pray that this right moment now that they will be filled with this goodness of God. Grant it, O God. Hear the prayer of your children.
Fumu vantu awa bakuromba ichi. Ine nkuromba icho nkanira nyengo isono. Kuti iwo bazuzgike na uweme uu wachiuta. Perekani ichi o chuta, purikani kurumba kwa wanavinu.
May you come upon their being. May the power of God and the Holy Ghost sweep over them. Grant it, God.
Kurumba imwe mufike pa umuntu wao. Kurumba nkongone ya chuta na mzimu mutuva. Vivakunge iwo. Perekani ichi chuta.
We thank you for the refreshing, for the presence of the mighty God of heaven standing in our midst.
Oh, umoise tikumungerani imwe, chifukwa cha kutisanguruskanga, chifukwa cha uvapo wa chuta mwene kongono wa kuchanya wa imirira pakati pitu.
Right at this noon hour, Lord, feed us. Lord, we want food from your table. Feed us, Lord, just now feed us with the Holy Spirit in our lives.
Kanina paura iri la mhanya pakati fumu. Tirieskeni ise fumu. Ise tikukumba chakurga kufuma pate burulinu. Tirieskeni ise fumu sono ntena. Tirieskeni ise na mzimu mtuva muma umoyo gitu.
Our hungry, parching souls are thirsty. As you said in the interpretation of the song, it would pour forth water upon parched ground.
Mauzi magitu ganjara gari na nyota. Umoimwe mkayoyera muku masulira kwa sumu. Uza muku pungirira maji padongo lomizo.
Let it happen, Lord. Let thy words be made manifested in the hearts of thy children. Waters upon dry, parched ground.
Zomeres gani ichi chichitike fumu. Zomeres gani masukinu gawonekere mumitima yavanavinu. Maji pa gomizo, dongo lomizo.
Eternal God, hear the prayer of your servant and give unto us that blessing.
Chiuta wa mira ira, pulikane kulomba kwa vanchito vino, nipo perekane kwa ise tumbiko iro. Amen.
Just keep praising now. Find out the Holy Spirit here. If you don't receive it, it's your fault.
Lutirirani waka kumulumbanga iyo sono. Manyani ichi mzimumtuwa walimuno. Usangi mwenta mkupokera uu ndi suzgolinu. Umangumte mwena Yesu.
Love us thou me more, please.
Mkundite machomene ine kuruska ava. Umte mwa Yesu. Wakadanga kunite mwa ine. Warumbike chiuta. Oh, Mungu mtemwera.
What if he comes just?
Uli usange iyo wangafika waka nyango iyi. Oh, Mungu mtemwera Yesu. Waka danga kundite mwaine.
Nta.
Sono wakuzi zis Yesu kwa ine mpemanis kalongo mten diyo chuda manengongo no okundi pono sike ine kundi sunga ine upananga naso ni wakuzi zis wani muamuli wane lomba nisina lake.
All that feel that say amen. Oh, hallelujah. I see some people coming through now with the Holy Spirit.
Vose awa wakupulikan teura yoyan ameni. Oh, hallelujah. Ini nkona vantu vanyake wakutaskika sono na msimumtuwa. Kawa wakutaik. Sono ndasangik. Mwanango kususkika. Yesu wakupelek. Wanangwa. Nashpono skochose. Kundi ponos kane, kundi sungane, wanangana asoni, wakuzi zis, kane mwambole wane, lumbani.
Let's raise up, I really pray.
Tenti kwezike mchanya moku iti sono ndipo na jitiro, wangokuzi zis, wakuzi zis, Yesu kwa ine, mpemanis, kalongo mtendi. Ndiyo chuta mani kongono. O kundi pono sika ine. Kundi sunga ine. Kupananga naso ni. Wakuzi siswa ni muamboli wane. Lumba ni zinalake.
Do you love it? Oh, wonderful. Praise the Lord. A fountain filled with blood. Where sinners lose all fear of man. All condemnation, just free in him. Hallelujah. Oh, my. That's really wonderful.
Kasimwe mukumtemwa iyo. O kunoska. Marumbo garute kumbiwira ya kuzura na ndopa. Uko wakwananga wakutaya wafuwa wose wa muntu. Kususikika kose. Wakumasuka waka mwa iyo. Halleluya. O mwe. Icho ncha kunoska nadi.
Now, while we sing that again, let's let all the Methodists, Baptists, Catholic, Presbyterian, whatever it is, while we sing this wonderful Jesus is to me, let's just turn around and shake hands with each other. Just have a good old mix-up.
So now, please, let's go back to you. Tientes o merezke wose wa Methodist, Baptist, Katolika, Presbyterian, awalipo. Apoise tukwimba iye, nguwa kuziziskwa Yesu kwa ine. Tienti nga namuke waka ndipo tikorane maoko na mnyake. Mwe waka na kumasukirana kuweme kwa kare.
You know, that's what I like. Come on, let's sing it now as we do it.
Ime mkumanya, ine, icho ndicho ine nkutema. Pampukani, tienti imbe iye sono apoise tukuchita ichi.
Oh,
nguwa kuziziskwa, nguwa kuziziskwa. Yes, quine. Yes,
quine.
On the UNESCO, on Pemanis, Kalong, on Tent.
Keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer. There's sound through me. It makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. It opens prison doors, sets the captives free. Well, there's a river of life flowing down through me.
The Bible said, pray for those that are in authority.
Our
Heavenly Father, we are standing in a desperate need for the leader of our nation, our president. He may never know this, Lord, but you know it.
Vada David vakuchanya, ise taimerira tirina chakusoveka chikuru pamulongozi wa charu chitu, president witu, iyo panji wa manyenge chara ichi fumu, kwenye ime mkumanya ichi.
I pray for Brother Johnson as he professes to be a believer in you. Father, a heart attack, we understand, has struck him.
Ina nkurombera mbare Johnson, umo iyo wakuyoyera kutindi wakugomezga maime. Ndipa wadada, suzgura mtima isetapulika la msuzga iyo.
I pray God spare his life. We're in a national crisis right now anyway. Let thy spirit come upon him, Lord.
Ina nkuromba chivuta, sungirirane umoyo wake. Ise tirimu a mutimbanizgi charshose ntena munto wa iliose. Ndipo semerizgani mzimu winu wafike pa iyo fumu.
And right now, in the hospital, to wherever he may be, let your spirit come down to that Walter Reed Hospital and touch his body, sparing his life.
Ndipo sonu ntena mchipatara panji kurikose iyo wangava. Ndipo semerizgani mzimu winu wakirire kuchipatara chira cha Walter Reed na kukwasika tupirake kusungiriranga umoyo wake.
Lord, the man's under pressure. More pressure than what we understand.
Fumu muntu wali msuzgo. Kusuzika kukuru kuruska umo ise tikupulikira.
So we pray, God, as believers and as a part of this nation, we pray for our leader that you will grant him an extension of life in this great hour in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Teura ise tikuromba chiuta, ngati wakugomezika, ndipo ngati gao la charwichi. Ise tikumurombera mlongozi wetu, kutime mumipenge iyo kusazikirako kwa umoyo, muora likuru ili, muzina la Yesu Kristu. Ameni.